all are no capital. We have got credit cards and more gift cards than concession stand and convenience store. Remember, the gift cards are the expensive to make the very effective of being. And at some point during the game, you still need a medical assistance. My next person care of the food patient is on the concourse, helping me more effective than me. And got your scorecards now that we announced the starting lineup, brought to you by the United Kingdom Sports Getaway. First of the division, and then we'll talk to you. When you're not where it's possible, the short spot, number 26, and the news event. At second, Patrick, 37, Caleb Roberts. Batting third for the field, number 19, James Rubin. Batting fourth, the first baseman, number 28, Seth Pierce. Batting fifth, the third baseman, number 43, Isaac Morrison. Batting sixth, the second baseman, number 10, Tim Collins. Batting seventh, the right fielder, number 12, Nathan Batfield. Batting eighth, the designated hitter, 3-1 Adding height to the center field, number 5, Nick Dallas Armstrong. And taking the mound, number 18, Jason Taylor. And now, starting lineup for your Midland Walkout. Leading off for the walkout, the second baseman, number 9, Cooper Bowman. Adding second, the third baseman, number 6, Drew Smith. Adding third, the designated hitter, number 12, Jack Winkler. Adding fourth, the center fielder, number 22, Lozano Armenteros. Adding fifth, the catcher, number 24, J.J. Schwartz. Adding sixth, the shortstop, number 3, Max Muncy. Batting 7, the first baseman, number 18, William Stylenide. Batting 8, the right fielder, number 2, Cameron Mastermann. Batting 9, the left fielder, number 5, Cy Zanzuela. And taking the mound tonight, New York Blackhawks, number 17, Jack
Good evening, everyone. It's been an excellent evening for the baseball. Temperatures are going to be hot. They're hot up there right now. They're going to stay hot during the evening, 96 degrees. There's a chance of a rain. Winds out of the south will be making about 15 miles an hour. It's going to be 391 and by the 7th inning in 88 by the bottom out. Still rough.
Get on your feet, Rock. Midland Rockhounds fans for the Midland Rockhounds mascot, Rocky Rockhounds. And a lot of warm welcome for the one and only Juice Jones!
play a different home run anywhere else on the night. What's in section 7? We'll get 3 totals for 5 minutes.
Welcome to Rock Hounds Baseball. Follow the hounds at home and on the road here at MidlandRockHounds.org. Now it's time for Texas League Baseball. Here's the radio voice of the Rock Hounds, Bob Hart.
It seems that in Texas League Baseball in this series, turnabout is fair play. First game of the set on Tuesday night. The Sod Poodles took an early 1-0 lead, carried it, in fact, into the last of the eighth inning, and the Rockhounds, of course, came up with a 7-run inning, won the game 7-5. Last evening, it was the Hounds who took the early lead, scoring in the fourth inning, and had a 1-0 advantage. But from that point on, it was all Sod Poodles the rest of the way, as they will score 9 unanswered runs, manufactured a couple, and then did it the old-fashioned way. A couple of RBI doubles, a solo home run by Hamden Duzenac along the way. And again, the Sod Poodles run away and hide as they erase an early 1-0 deficit and win the ball game 9-1. So the Sod Poodles a couple of games up on both Frisco and Corpus Christi now in the Texas League South Division. Rockhounds are 4 games behind the front-running Amarillo Club. And the other thing about this series that's been kind of interesting, painfully so if you're the Rockhounds, is that the home teams have not had great success in this series. The Sod Poodles are 7-1 at Momentum Bank Ballpark, including last night's ballgame. Teams haven't met at Hodgetown for a while, but the Rockhounds took 4 out of 6 in Amarillo when the teams met the first time around in the Panhandle. They will play, by the way, one more time at the end of August and on into early September. There's one more 6-game series at Hodgetown between the ball clubs. But, boy, home field has not been all that friendly. The confines have not been all that friendly in this series. Jameson Hill will get the baseball for the Sod Poodles. He's pitching very, very well of late. Command is really about the only thing that you look at the stat sheet that is a little bit out of whack, if you will. Jack Cushing will oppose him on the mound tonight for the Rockhounds. Bright sun shining, a little bit of breeze blowing, and just ahead of the start of our ball game, we'll take you downstairs now for Wild Pitch of the Star-Spangled Banner. Always a nice rendition from Wild Pitch. Just a trio this evening. That was nicely done there also. Always just so good. So Jameson Hill, Jack Cushing, that is the matchup for this, the third game of this set. Teams have split the first 2 games of this series, but as mentioned, that victory on Tuesday has been the only Rockhounds win against Amarillo here at home so far in 2023. Teams, by the way, will continue this series tomorrow and Saturday with 7 o'clock start times. and then on Sunday afternoon wrap up this series and the last meeting of the season between these clubs here anyway. That'll be a Sunday afternoon game at 1 o'clock. So game three not set to go. Jack Cushing has baseball in hand. Kick back, relax, my friends. Going to take you out to the ball game. The Rockhounds and the Sod Poodles are coming up next.
When the game goes into overtime. But the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This Rockhounds broadcast is brought your way in part by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Let's go back to Bob at the ballpark for the first pitch of the game.
And I guess it comes as no surprise. We have pretty much identical conditions again as we've had through this series. 97 degrees is our game time temperature. And the wind right about 15 miles an hour, coming and going a little bit, of course. And again, right to left and a little bit inward as well. So very, very similar conditions to what we've had the first couple of ball games around. For the Sod Poodles, Camden Dusenak will get the leadoff role in this ball game. Had a terrific game last night, including a solo home run. Oh, no first base coach. Can't start the game without a first base coach. The Sod Poodles will take care of that. Got to have somebody down there clapping and saying, get a hit. That gentleman is now in place, and we can play some baseball. Here's Jack Cushing, and here is Camden Dusenak. And the first pitch of game three of this set is a fastball strike on the inside corner, and we are underway. Dusenak, outstanding. He's playing in his 41st game, hitting .340 for the Sod Poodles. Right-handed hitter, not the biggest guy in the world. And he sends one right back up middle, clean base hit. And left of the shortstop, Max Muncy. So Dusenak just picks up where he left off last night with a three-hit ball game. And a sharp single into center field. One man on, nobody down. Caleb Roberts batting second and playing the two spot. Caleb Roberts is behind the plate in this game. A.J. Vukovic on deck. He's the left fielder. Vukovic in left. Jack Cushing comes set. Dusenak takes the lead. Stretch and pitch, got the outside corner called strike, and it's 0-1. Roberts at .253. Caleb with 12 homers, 43 driven in, left-handed hitter. Cushing leans in, Jack with the sign. Set at the belt, a little longer set this time, varying the pace of delivery, and a swing and a foul straight back, and it's 0-2. Middle third of the order, Seth Beer, the first baseman. Will that clean up? Seth Beer at first. Ivan Melendez batting fifth and playing the five spot. Ivan Melendez at third base. Tim Tawa is the second baseman. He'll bat sixth. Tawa at second base. 0-2 set. Cushing's pitch. Outside and low for a ball. Count goes to 1-2. Nathy Castillo in right field batting seventh. Castillo is in right. Juan Centeno, veteran catcher. He'll be the DH in this game. Batting eighth is Centeno. And Nick D'Alessandro rounds it out in center field. D'Alessandro in center, batting ninth. 1-2 pitch from Cushing. Little tapper back toward the mound. It's actually going to get through to second base. Out of a hurry. And there just in time. A nicely handled play by Cooper Bowman. Ball wasn't hit very hard. It was tapped just to the left of Jack Cushing. Couldn't quite get to it. So Caleb Roberts will bounce out 4-3 to play. And advancing to second base. So I guess a kind of a de facto sacrifice runner in scoring position with one down for A.J. Vukovic. Dusenak, Roberts, and Vukovic the top third. Beer, Melendez, and Tawa in the middle. Castillo, Centeno, and D'Alessandro rounded out. Cushing with a lookout at the runner at second base delivers low and outside for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Vukovic, big deep breath as he stands back in. Wearing those bright red batting gloves again tonight. Again, chokes up on the bat. But it's become so rare. Just don't see it often at all. One ball, no strikes. The look at second. Cushing's pitch. Outside corner. Boy, just got there. Called strike at the knees. It's 1-1. Vukovic, a solid average. He's hitting .262. And again, a lot of pop. He's one of the top power guys in the league with 18 homers and 66 driven in. Duzenac takes the lead. Check swing, did he go? They will appeal, and nope, do not get the appeal. Two balls and one strike to count. Take you around the Hounds defense here in just a moment. 7 o'clock start for this one, so the shadow already stretching out toward the base of the mound and up past first base. Pitch swung on, rolled out toward second base. Cooper Bowman will get there, but just in time. Simon, I started to go after that ball, and Simon kind of had to scramble to get back to the bag in time, and Cooper had to hold on to the throw for just a moment. But Vukovic bounces out, 4-3, Cooper Bowman to William Simonite. Two down, advancing to third is Duzenac. So, runner at third base, two down for Seth Beer. First baseman, 269 batting average, 6 home runs and 33 driven in. Guy with some big league experience, left-handed hitter. Cushing's pitch, boy, just off the outside corner, one ball and no strikes, 1-0 the count. Hounds have Saheed Valenzuela in left field in this game. Lazaro Armenteros is in center. And Cameron Masterman around in right. 1-0 stretch. Cushing's pitch. Down over the inside corner for a strike at the knees. A couple of borderline pitches. One goes the hitter's way. The other goes Jack's way. And it's 1-1. Third baseman is Drew Swift. Shortstop Max Muncy. Mentioned the second baseman Cooper Bowman and William Simonite at first. Pitch high and away for a ball. The count goes 2-1 to Seth Beer. J.J. Schwarz is behind the plate for the Rockhounds. Jack Winkler will be the DH. Runner at third base. Two men down. Top of the first, no score. But the Sod Poodles with a runner 90 feet away from the dish. 2-0 pitch. 2-1, rather. And that's fouled back. Two balls and two strikes to Beer. Jack Cushing making his 17th appearance, 16th as a starter. Had that eventful, very brief appearance in Springfield the day he joined the ball club the first time around in May, or I should say in April, earlier in the season. And has been a starter ever since, and that's been his role through his career. Swinging a line drive, gloved by Simonite in fair territory by a step. Boy, Seth Beer absolutely loosened the seams on that baseball. A line shot, but Simonite makes the catch. So no runs on a base hit. What a hard hit ball. To the bottom half of the first inning we go. Village Car Wash score first time around. The Sod Poodles nothing. And against right-hander Jamison Hill, the Rockhounds are coming to bat.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry. And the Midland Reporter-Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the O&G news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter-Telegram, delivering life every day.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Right-hander Jamison Hill goes to the mound for the Sod Poodles, making his 19th appearance, his 18th as a starter. Guy is very tough to hit. Command has really been the only thing that has kind of bumped the ERA up a little bit with giving his numbers across the board. But command will be the number that you kind of look at. He's tough to hit. Opposition hitting just 225 against him. Hounds, in fact, hitting just 184 against Jamison in his previous three starts against the Hounds. Cooper Bowman will lead it off. Second baseman at the top of the order. Cooper, right-handed hitter, standing in. Drew Swift will bat second at third base. Drew Swift at third. And Jack Winkler will be the designated hitter. And he'll bat in the three spot. Jack Winkler is the DH. Hill's first pitch. It's down to the dirt and bounds away. So that baseball will be retired. One ball and no strikes. Lazaro Armenteros, the center fielder, batting cleanup. Lazaro in center, batting fourth. J.J. Schwarz is behind the plate in the five spot. J.J. catching. 1-0 to Cooper will bend over the inside half of the plate for a called strike, and it's 1-1.
Cooper at 250. Seven home runs, 29 driven in. Big swing and a miss late on the breaking pitch away in the count 1-2. And he will ask for time here. Max Muncy batting sixth and playing the sixth spot. Max Muncy at shortstop. William Simonite batting seventh. First baseman, Simo at first. Cameron Masterman in right field batting eighth. Masterman is in right. And Saheed Valenzuela rounds it out in left field. Saheed in left. 1-2 pitch. Swung on and sent high to was just a crystal blue sky way off to the right. And that ball will bounce on the concourse and become a souvenir in a couple of hops. Nice one-handed grab by a fan of the concourse. One ball and two strikes the count. Hill comes set. Right-hander with the pitch. And Cooper takes up high for a ball. Count squares it. Two balls and two strikes. Jameson Hill is 6'1", 180, 23 years of age. He's from San Diego, California. Right-hander with a 2-2 pitch, and that ball is ripped, but foul, boy, line drive. And Cooper got out in front of it just a little bit. Breaking pitch that hung up a little bit, and Cooper jumped on it, but sent it foul down the left field side. Still 2-2. Jameson is 5-4, 4.44 is the earned run average. Making his fourth start against the Hounds. 2-2 pitch, swung on and hit high in the air to shallow right center field. Going back is Towell over the shoulder, nicely handled. Tim Towell makes the catch in shallow right center field. Made a couple of catches almost identical to that. And again, that one had Bermuda Triangle possibilities. Center fielder D'Alessandro and right fielder Castillo closing on it, but it was Towell who made the over-the-shoulder catch. Cooper Bowman pops out to his opposite number, one away, and here's Drew Swift. Right-handed hitter, swings and sends a high fly ball right field. Castillo drifting over, plenty of time and room. Wynn took that a little bit. We made the catch down around the knees, but he got it. So Drew Swift, a one-pitch at bat, fly ball to right field, handled by Nathan Castillo. Two men down for Jack Winkler. Bowman, Swift, and Winkler, the top third. Armenteros, Schwarz, and Muncy in the middle. Simonite, Masterman, and Valenzuela rounded out for the Rockhounds. Jack Winkler, very solid through his first 10 AA games. Takes a strike right down the middle from Hill, 0-1. Jack is 10 for his first 35, and that's a very solid 286 average. Of course, that average will bounce around. He'll get 100 or more ABs. Chopper to third, long hop, handled easily by Melendez. Ivan's throw is in time, a little wide, but that's gloved by Seth Beer. And the Rockhounds will go quietly here in the bottom half of the first. So game three of this set is underway. And after one inning, our Village Car Wash score, Rockhounds nothing, and the Amarillo Sod Poodles nothing.
When you're craving the delicious Whataburger Buffalo Ranch chicken strip sandwich, time moves more slowly, like in this commercial. Because waiting for three crunchy chicken strips for 9 seconds feels more like an hour. Imagining melty cheese for 8 seconds seems like a fortnight. And picturing tangy buffalo sauce and creamy ranch for 13 seconds is like an eon. Ah, that's a long 30 seconds. But this sandwich is so worth it. Whataburger's Buffalo Ranch Chicken Strip Sandwich. Just like you like it. Back for a limited time at participating locations.
These days, reliable internet is everything. And with Astound Broadband, you'll get ultra-fast internet to stream better, work smarter, and game harder. Astound speeds start at 300 megabits per second for just $25 a month. All in with no hidden fees or contracts, plus a guaranteed 2-year price lock. Make the switch today and go all in with Astound. Restrictions apply. Go to astound.com and get connected today.
Synergy Cinema and Entertainment. As much fun as you can pack under one roof. Synergy features blockbuster movies, and dinner and drinks can be delivered right to your luxury reclining seats. A fully loaded arcade, from the classics to cutting-edge immersive VR. Three escape rooms that range from easy-peasy to you're never getting out of here. And crazy cool bowling lanes right next to food and a full bar. Find your fun at Synergy Entertainment. For showtimes, tickets, and more, go to Synergy.com.
Ivan Melendez to lead it off. We go to the top half of inning number two. Right-hand hitting third baseman will stand in. Jack Cushing to face him. Scoreless game top of the second. Pitch to Melendez, fouled away. The count who is 0-1. Tim Tawa and Napi Castillo will follow here in the Amarillo second inning. Melendez 9-35, playing in just his 10th game since coming up from the Northwest League, the Hillsboro Hops in the state of Oregon. 0-1 pitch, down and away for a ball. One ball and one strike. Yeah, they got together with members of the media today. Of course, a lot of interest in general. Former Texas Longhorn, but also a former Odessa College standout. Tempted, but doesn't go, and a breaking pitch away, and the count is 2-1. I would imagine that pitchers throughout the Northwest League, that's advanced single A these days, used to be short season single A, probably a standing ovation when he got his promotion, because, boy, he was knocking the ball all over the yard. See the line shot just past Max Muncy in the left center field, base hit. Hustling over to get it is Lázaro Armenteros, but that's a line drive base hit for Melendez. So leadoff singles in the first and second for the Sod Poodles. Ivan hit that ball hard, so a single to left center went on with nobody down, and here's Tim Tawa. Tim at 245, 15 home runs, 52 runs driven in for the right-handed hitter, outfielder and second baseman both. Playing second in this one, rocks that bat a little bit as he steps in from the right side. Cushing from the stretch, Jack's pitch down away, went back to the screen, and that'll be Melendez to second. So that will be a wild pitch, and a runner in scoring position for the second consecutive inning. Nobody down is Tawa now with a one ball, no strike count. For Jack Cushing, 78 innings coming in, 86 hits. But he has very good, well, I say good command. Of course, he throws a wild pitch, and I'm telling you he has good command. But he does. 17 walks and 75 strikeouts. Averages about a strikeout per inning. Hits the outside corner with a fastball count is 1-1. Just 17 walks against those 75 whiffs. So ratio, a little bit better than 4-1. Opposition hits 277 against him, but again, the low walk total, a 1.32 whip. Delivery swung on and missed. Change speeds nicely. Tawa comes up empty on the swing. It's 1-2. Cushing and Jamison Hill kind of vary. They are basically 180 from one another in that regard. Hill, very tough to hit, but he has a high walk total. Stretch by Cushing. Runner at second is Melendez. No score here in the second, but again, the Sod Poodles with a man in scoring position. Tawa swings and misses. And he is out on strikes. Cushing with a good fastball at 92 miles an hour, and Tawa swung right through it. So one on and one out. First strikeout to Jack. And here's Nathie Castillo, the right fielder. 242 on the season and 242 in the season series between the Hounds and the Poodles. Sod Poodles, that is. Pitch drops down low for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Nippy with 9 home runs and 33 driven in. Shadow creeping up the upslope of the mound now, right to the feet of Jack Cushing. So that ball will get off the fingertips and very quickly from sunlight into shadow for the next, 10 minutes or so. Pitch down and away. Count goes 2 balls and no strikes. That ball got the dirt, so they toss that one out. New baseball for Jack. Cushing, of course, a year ago, outstanding season with the Rockhounds. He got a chance to start this year at Triple-A, just did not work out for him this time. He figures to get another shot, I would think. Here's a little looper into left center field. That will sink and drop. Melendez had to hold on for a moment. They're going to wave him home, and Lazaro's throw is going to come to second. That's an RBI single for Nathie Castillo, and the Sod Poodles take the lead 1-0. Kind of a soft line drive, but placed it perfectly on the 2-0 pitch. Castillo drives in his 34th run of the year. Melendez had to hold just for a moment. That ball was hit high enough in the air that thought the outfield might have a chance at it, but did not, and he was sent home and made it easily, again with no throw to the plate. So it is the Sod Poodles who take the early lead in this ball game, 1-0 to score. Castillo on base. He's a threat to go. The batter is Juan Centeno. Howard hit ball right side. That's clean base hit. Barely got off the ground, but he got through on the right side. So that is four base hits now for the first eight batters of this game. First and second with one man down. Centeno jumping on the first pitch, and again, that ball, boy, had barely bounced at all, just was hit right on the ground, but with Simonite holding the runner on at first base, Cooper Bowman could not get to it. So two on, one out, and one run across. Here's Nick D'Alessandro, right-handed hitting center fielder. Very versatile player, can catch as well. Check swing, and he comes up empty 0-1, tried to hold up, could not. Nick at 245 on the season, a home run, 12 driven in. Stance spread wide in the right-hand batter's box, crowds the plate just a little bit. Runners their leads off first and second, Cushing a long look at the runner at second, Castillo, and bends one down and away for a ball. It's 1-1. Top of the order, Camden is on deck. Got a Cameron and a Camden in this game. We'll see if I can keep them separated. That would be a good idea. First and second with one away. Stretch, kicking the pitch on the way by Cushing, and that's fouled straight back. It'll put a dent, something up around the luxury suites. One ball and two strikes to Nick D'Alessandro. And on the off chance that his dad might be watching on MILB TV or Bally Live, Mark D'Alessandro greetings, former Midland Angel. Stretch and pitch to Nick and takes it for a ball throw behind the runner. J.J. Schwarz very aggressive. William Simonite almost tumbling over the base runner as Centeno got back into the bag. So a 2-2 count. Cushing leans in, has the sign. Castillo leads off second base. Centeno off first. And Cushing's pitch and a backup delivery foul ball in and out of the glove of J.J. Schwarz. So the count stays 2-2 to D'Alessandro. And Nick, the center fielder in this game, hasn't played a bunch in the season series, but he's been very good. He's 6-for-18 against the Rockhounds. He's the 26-year-old. Illinois native, born in Joliet. 2-2 count. Stirs that bat a little bit as he waits, and Cushing's 2-2 pitch way up and in. Count goes full now, 3-2. So we'll see how aggressive the Sod Poodles want to get. Then the lead runner is Castillo, and he has 14 steals on the season. Count is full with one down in the inning. D'Alessandro, after asking for time, will stand back in. Full count, one down. Cushing set. Jack looking at the runner at second. Comes set. Runners look like they're edging. Not going. Pitch to D'Alessandro, fouled straight back. 3-2, and he'll do it again. D'Alessandro, by the way, a 10th rounder selected by the Diamondbacks in 2018 out of Purdue University. Right-handed hitter waits, 3-2, second time. Runners not going. Pitch from Cushing, just outside, ball four, and the bases are loaded. Again, doesn't walk a lot of batters, but he walks the number 9 hitter there, and that's going to load him up, and that'll bring up Camden Dusenak. He has been awfully good. He's 6-for-14 against the Rockhounds. He's done some damage, too. He has 5 runs batted in, has a couple of home runs, 2 of his 5 homers coming against the Hounds, including one last night, took it out to left field. And where he hit it out, that's a poke. Bases full, pitch to Dusenak outside for a ball, 1-0. So Cushing in a jam here. Ivan Melendez started the inning off with a single to left field. Went to second on a wild pitch, scored on the one-out single by Castillo. Last 3 base runners all reaching. Swing and a high pop-up out towards second. Infield fly rule will be called, and Cooper Bowman will haul it in. So this time, Dusenak just a harmless pop-out. And that makes this a very big batter. 1-0 to score. But the base is full, 2 down, and Caleb Roberts will be the batter. Left-handed hitting catcher. So Robert steps in with Castillo at third, Centeno at second, D'Alessandro, who runs very well at first. Cushing set first offering. Outside corner, got there, called strike about knee-high, 0-1. Caleb Roberts at the plate with A.J. Vukovic on deck. Bases full, two down. Cushing again comes set. Leg kick in his delivery, and that is on the outside corner, called strike two. And he jumps ahead of Caleb Roberts now with an 0-2 count. Roberts has 12 homers, 43 driven in. 0-2 count. Cushing this time extends the set a little bit. Delivery just up and away. One ball, two strikes. Not an easy pitch to take, I wouldn't imagine, but just a bit up and away. Sodboodles have a run across here in the second. And a chance to do more. Cushing looking for the exit sign with a 1-2 count. Cushing's pitch swung on and missed, and he got him. So the Sodboodles take the lead, but it certainly might have been more. Jack comes back. It's a pop-out and a strikeout of Dusenak and Roberts, and gets out of the inning with just one run across. So to the bottom half of the second inning we go. The Sodboodles on the board. Village Car Wash score. Amarillo 1 and the Rockhounds nothing.
At All-American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram Truck headquarters. We have half-tons, three-quarter tons, one-tons, two- and four-wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the newly redesigned Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All-American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
There's something special at every Rockhounds home game. Tickets are two for the price of one every Tuesday. All you need is a coupon from any area Baskin-Robbins store. On Wednesdays, hot dogs are half price, made possible by Focused Care of West Texas. Gates open at 6 o'clock for Tuesday and Wednesday home games, with the first pitch at 6:30. You can check out all the details online at MidlandRockhounds.org.
And, of course, it is Thursday, and that means Thirsty Thursday, and it's not too late to come on out and join us here in the neighborhood. And a gorgeous blue sky evening, and the ballgame just underway. Amarillo leading it 1-0 to the bottom half of the second inning. And Lazaro Armenteros will lead it off. Lazaro, see, he's nowhere near the batter's box yet. 21-game on-base streak. Now, you know the superstition. If he's in the box, I won't say it until the plate appearance is over. Well, Lazaro will lead it off. J.J. Schwarz and Max Muncy to follow. Middle third of the Rockhounds order. Jameson Hill, we mentioned his numbers are kind of a 180, if you will, from Jack Cushing in terms of where the base runners come from. He's given up only 64 hits in 78 innings, including the first inning of this game. Opposition hits just 225 against Jameson. Pitch to Armenteros pops up. First delivery into shallow right field. Castillo coming on. Tower going out. Castillo, boy, came a long way. Makes the catch. Boy, that was a towering pop fly. But Castillo tracks it down, so a pop out and Armenteros at streak on hold for the time being. And here's J.J. So Hill again with a 225 opponent batting average, but in 77 innings, he's walked 56 batters against 73 strikeouts, so the whip is more than 1.5. Pitch down and in for a ball, one ball and no strikes. Numbers not that dissimilar at all from Rockhounds pitcher Ryan Cusick. Very tough to hit, but the walk total is high, and therefore the whip is fairly high. Pitch a called strike. Count evens up to J.J. at one ball and one strike. Hounds capture at 210. Six home runs, 28 driven in. One pitch. He takes just a bit high. Count goes two balls and a strike. Against the Rockhounds in his first three starts, Ken Jameson 0-2 with a 5.06 ERA in the season series. Again, well under a hit per inning. Seven hits in 10 2/3, plus the first inning of this one. Called strike to J.J., and the count goes 2-2. but 11 walks in 10 and two-thirds and 10 hits coming in. So the Hounds only hitting 184 against him, but the whip is 1.69. A lot of numbers. Swinging a foul back, two balls, two strikes. I say this quite often. It is astounding to me now that we've talked about the whip for a good number of seasons now, but I don't know, that stat just all of a sudden kind of appeared, and it's such a logical one. Pitch outside for a ball. It's three balls, two strikes to J.J. 1-0 Amarillo here in the second inning. As Kevin Costner's character said, and for love of the game, in baseball, we count everything. It's all we do. But the whip, that's pretty good stat. There's a swing and a miss, and out on strikes is J.J. Well, the last 10 games have been a bit of a struggle. He's just 4 for his last 34 now as J.J., so you know he just loved it. A nice solid swing or two. Had a terrific four-hit game not all that long ago, but overall just a bit of a struggle of late. Here's Max Muncy, Rocktown shortstop, right-handed hitter. Max at 2-11, again, very small sample size. Swing and a miss and a fastball up and in, 0-1. 8 for 38. Boy, we've already seen multiple instances of just what a terrific glove man he is. Takes down low here, does Max. One ball and one strike. Get rave reviews about just the makeup, the way he approaches the game. And he's still very, very young. He's only 20 years of age. Top 10 prospect for the A's. Swings and fouls this one away. Nicky Castillo will give a look, but I think that'll get well out of play down the right field side. And 1-2. Nobody on and two men down in the second. Two count to Max. Jamison Hill comes set, delivers, and got it. Fastball strike on the outside corner. Boy, can't throw it much better than that. 93, little bit of movement on it, and just nipped the outside corner for a call, the third strike. Back-to-back strikeouts to end the second, and the Sod Poodles maintain a one-run lead. We've played two. Village Car Wash scored the game. Sod Poodles one, and the Rockhounds nothing.
Offer both high-end and affordable 1-, 2-, and 3-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Midland, visit La Mirage, where you will experience luxury, style, and elegance. In Odessa, visit Andalusia and experience our state-of-the-art amenities. Widener Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at widener.com.
VIP Sports Getaway has an unforgettable experience in store for Dallas Cowboy fans. Enjoy the trip with friends and let VIP Sports Getaway take care of the rest. Our packages include your game ticket, hotel accommodations, transportation, and the ultimate Bill Bates tailgate party. It's a private, all-inclusive party with a catered meal and beverages directly across from the stadium. To find out more about our Cowboy packages, visit VIPSportsGetaway.com.
You know you want that smoky, tangy, sweet, and spicy sauced and tossed Wingstop. But you just brought a haul of groceries home from the store. It's cool. No one expects you to shop and cook in the same day. So let the flavor experts at Wingstop hook you up with mouth-watering wings, crispy tenders and thighs, fries and sides delivered right to your door. You can always cook tomorrow. That's why the fridge was invented. Get it delivered at Wingstop.com.
Top of the third, and boy, the heart of the order for the Sod Poodles would be A.J. Vukovic, Seth Deer, and Ivan Melendez to face Jack Cushing. Sod Poodles have a run on four base hits. And they've basically been threatening all through the first couple of innings of this game. One run across, and Vukovic will lead it off. Wisconsin native drafted out of high school by the Arizona Diamondbacks. Pitch, a called strike in the outside edge, 0-1. Bounced out to second, his first time up. Drafted in 2020. Boy, in that just unusual time, of course. Swinging a ball hitting toward right field. I think it'll drift foul yet. Will going to find its way onto the berm. Oh, two kiddos on the berm, and the race is on. Oh, it's a good jumping up and down a couple of times. It's a good day, man, to get a foul ball. Kids had that berm staked out, and it paid off. Got themselves a baseball. 0-2 to Vukovic. Well, you just really have to feel for the guys who were drafted in 2020 because, of course, there was no minor league baseball. And boy, it's such a strange scenario. 0-2 count. Cushing with a stretch in the 0-2 pitch, and he yanked that a bit down and away for a ball. One ball and two strikes. So drafted in 2020, played for the first time, of course, in 2021. Most of last year at Advanced Day, but got a little bit of time with the Sod Poodles. Pitched down and away for a ball. 2-2 now from Cushing to Vukovic. It's always kind of nice to get a little bit of a taste of the next level. Of course, he's been now with the Sod Poodles all this season. With really good production and power. Takes way outside ball three. So 0-2 is now 3-2. Drafted out of East Troy High School in, I like it, East Troy, Wisconsin. That makes sense. A swing and a miss, and Cushing got it with a fastball away. So 0-2 became a full count, and Jack comes back and gets the strikeout. That's his third of the ball game. Vukovic retired. Here's Seth Beer. He is 0-for-1, but my goodness, did he hit it. I think the hardest hit ball of this ball game, and it was an out. Simonite gloved the line drive, but well, he got it. Left-handed hitter takes outside corner at the knees, called strike 0-1. Seth came up with the Houston Astros, saw him in Corpus Christi in 2019. Tremendous power. Here's a line drive right back up the middle, base hit. So Beers hit it hard twice, and he now has a base hit to show for it. One on and one man down. Five hits in the early going for Amarillo in this one. One on and one man down, and here's Ivan Melendez. And always a little bit of stirring when Ivan comes to the plate. Of course, lots of friends, I would imagine, from his days at OC. Waves that bat back and forth, hands up high, takes a swing and a high fly ball to left field, drifting in is Valenzuela. Ball not hit deep, and he will tuck it away, looking up into the sunshine. So Melendez did not get all of that one, just a lazy fly ball into left field. Two men down, and retreating to first is Seth Beer. And the batter is Tim Tawa, strikeout victim, his first time up. Tim, former Stanford Cardinal, Pacific Northwest native in West Lynn, Oregon, pitched down and away for a ball, one ball, no strikes. And drafted by the Diamondbacks from the farm, as they call it, Stanford University. 11th rounder in 2021. Right-handed hitter, Tawa at the plate. Seth Beer, the base runner. Two men down, 1-0 Amarillo. Swinging a foul away. The count goes one ball, one strike. Tim has been very solid against the Hounds, hitting right about 340 in the season series. Has 7 runs driven in. Short lead for Seth Beer at first base. Simonite holding him on there. Pitch from Cushing. That ball is hit high in the air. Right side. Ball drifting. Cooper Bowman looking. Masterman looking. Anybody? And foul ground. Oh, nobody able to make the play. That ball drifting toward the seats. Little foul ball Bermuda triangle. Cameron Masterman was there. William Simonite from first base. And Cooper Bowman came closest to getting it. But that's a tough play in the breeze and very close to the seats. So just foul ball. It's one ball and two strikes to Tim Tawa. Tim pretty well split last year between Advanced Single A Hillsboro, and that's right around home for him. So he got a chance to play, I'm sure, in front of family and friends in Hillsboro, Oregon, being an Oregon native. Pretty close by, too. Here's the 1-2. Swinging a line drive center field. Coming on is Carmenteros, and he will tumble to the ground and makes the catch. Boy, coming straight in toward the infield, Armenteros with a terrific diving catch, and the inning comes to an end. You know, Tim Tawa, that's minor robbery, I would have to think. One run, no runs rather, on one base hit. No errors, and a man left on base So we're bound for the bottom half of the third. The Sod Poodles on top. Village Car Wash score. Amarillo 1, Rockhounds nothing.
Aldridge Gardens is Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center. But there's much more. For lunch in an unforgettable setting, visit the cafe at the Gardens. Open Monday through Saturday from 11 to 2. And the market at the Gardens is open on the first Saturday of every month from now to October. Aldridge also features patio furniture, home decor, and a gift shop with 17,000 square feet of unique items and gifts. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987. On Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit AldridgeGardens.com.
Imagine, you walk into work, turn on your computer, and are met with a message telling you that all your files are now encrypted. Your company has just been hit with ransomware. Every 14 seconds, a new organization will fall victim to ransomware. These and other cyber attacks cost businesses more than $75 billion a year. More than half of these attacks go undetected by antivirus software. Protect your business before it's too late. Call Hilliard Office Solutions for a free security review.
Bottom third of the order for the Rockhounds in the bottom half of the third inning. It'll be William Simonite, Cameron Nesterman, and Saheed Valenzuela. And our Hilliard IT Solutions, a little trivia for you. A guy named Joe Wilhoit holds a record in professional baseball. We'll tell you a little bit. He's kind of an interesting guy. He goes back a ways, but the record that he set a long, long time ago remains in effect. The one and only Joe Wilhoit. And something that needs the attention, left field corner, maybe a bullpen fence open. Whatever it was is now taken care of, and we're ready to go. William Simonite will lead it off. Jameson Hill, six up, six down so far in this game for the right-hander. Sends one just outside for ball one. One ball, no strikes. And tough guy to hit, so you cut down on the walks. And obviously the upside is very obvious. Here's the 1-0 pitch, and that's a nubbed foul off the end of the bat. One ball, one strike to Simo. 233 on the season. He might have broken his bat on that. It was right off the end of the bat. So he must have cracked the lumber, so he'll get a new baseball bat. It was on this date, Joe Wilhoit extended a, we're talking about a streak, pretty doggone good streak. A hit streak reached 50 games. That's a long time ago, 1919. He was playing in the Western League. He was a former AAA player in the Pacific Coast League with Seattle. And he was playing for the Wichita Jobbers. Pitch way up high, and that'll deflect off the glove of Robertson back to the screen. Two balls, one strike to William Simonite, leading it off in the third inning. When Wilhoit collected a hit in the game on this date in 1919, extended his hit streak to 50, and that was the first such hit streak in professional baseball at that time. Pitch down low for a ball, 3-1. So this time, Jameson Hill does fall behind in the count. So he had already set a record on this date. Hitting in 15 runs, amazing. Pop up on a 3-1. I think will it get out of play or no. Robertson will make the catch near the screen. On a frustrated William Simonite walks away. That was a 3-1 pitch. Fouls out to the catcher, Caleb Roberts. Balls it in near the screen behind home plate. One away for Cameron Nesterman. So just for fun, how many games did Joe Wilhoit eventually hit in? In other words, how long did that hit streak go? He reached 50 on this date in 1919. How much further, if at all, did it go? Playing for the Wichita Jobbers. Interesting name. Way back when, Cameron Nesterman takes a called strike, and it's 0-1. Cameron appearing in his third game since joining the ball club. Joined the Hounds in Corpus Christi late last week. Two for his first seven. Swings and he nubs this one foul. Well, I'm in front of that pitch. 92-mile-an-hour fastball. 0-2 the count. Saheed Valenzuela on deck. Amarillo 1. Rockhounds nothing in the third. Hill's pitch. Swing and a miss. Boy, and a three-pitch whiff. We elevated that fastball and comes away with a strikeout. Third strikeout for Jameson Hill in this game. So eight men up and eight men out. And here's Saheed Valenzuela. Switch hitting left fielder, 188 batting average. A little personal business. It's not necessarily Joe Wilhoit level, but he's got some going in a base hit left side. The inside-out swing for Saeed, and boy, he takes a very aggressive turn, but we'll go back to first. Boy, he was a little bit behind it, but effectively so. He punched it under the glove of the third baseman, Melendez, in the left field toward the line. Good hustle by Vukovic to get over. Valenzuela definitely was thinking two bases on that. So with that, Saeed will extend a nice, not exactly a headline kind of streak. Make sure I give credit where credit is due here. Where's my cheat note? I've got it. On-base streak now at 8 games for Saeed. Pitch called strike to Cooper Bowman on the outside corner, 0-1. So the number 9 hitter, first man to reach for the Hounds. One on and two men down. Tying run is on base. 1-0 Amarillo. The 0-1 set, pitch by Hill. Strike call on the inside corner. Boy, Cooper Bowman getting picked on two virtually perfect pitches, 0-2. Shadows stretching out. Almost all of the infield now in the shadows. The exception is the area right around shortstop. And if Melendez, the third baseman, has to backpedal at all, he'll be looking right into the sun. So a little treacherous on the left side of the infield for a while yet. And, of course, in the outfield for a while beyond that. 0-2 pitch. Punched right side. Base hit for Cooper down toward the right field corner. Over to cut it off is Castillo. Rounding second on his way. Third is Valenzuela. They'll hold him there. And Cooper Bowman goes in ahead of the throw with a sliding double. Cooper Bowman double into the right field corner. A couple of opposite field base hits against Jameson Hill. Really good at bat for Cooper Bowman. That was an 0-2 pitch. So it's a little thing in some regards, but the hustle by Vukovic on the ball that Valenzuela hit, which had at least the possibility of being a two-base hit. But Vukovic got there in a hurry, limited Saeed to a single, and had he been at second, he would have scored. Now Drew Swift. Second and third of the runners, two men down. They can go on contact. Pitch to Drew, called strike, inside edge, 0-1. Flew out to right field his first time, did the Rockhounds' third baseman. Drew trying to break a little over 14 as he steps to the plate. Ups and downs of the game of baseball. Pitch high for a ball. Count goes 1-1. Drew playing in his 25th game with the Rockhounds since coming up. He's reached base consistently. 20 out of 24 games he has been on base. Hit Walker, hit Bassman. There's a line drive. Right side base hit. Drew Swift will tie this game, and both runners are going to try to score. The throw will come to the plate, and Bowman gets onto the tag, and he is safe down to second. Goes Swift. Hounds lead 2-1. Three opposite field base hits. Valenzuela, Cooper Bowman, and Drew Swift. And Swift drives home a pair. That'll break that little over for 14, and he does it with a two-run base hit. It's interesting when Castillo got to that ball, he didn't deliver the throw right away. And Cooper beat it. It was fairly close. Drew Swift goes to second on the throw, so the Rockhounds have taken the lead. And all of that starting with the bases empty, two men down. Now here's Jack Winkler. Takes low and in for a ball. One ball, no strikes. William Simonite fouled out to start the inning. Cameron Masterman was a strikeout victim. Saeed Valenzuela, the single to left. Cooper Bowman, the double to right. And Drew Swift, the two-run single to right field. Stretch and pitch by Hill. Good breaking ball. Got there. Called strike outside corner. One ball, one strike. Jack Winkler, largely a corner infielder. He's the designated hitter in this game. Jack playing in his 11th game since being called up from Lansing. Has very good speed, by the way. Swings at a foul straight back. Count goes 1-2. Has one steal and has been caught one time with the Rockhounds, but he was 19 out of 22 on the bases with the Midwest League Lugnuts. The Midwest League Lugnuts. I'm sure those words have been said before, but Still sounds just a little odd, but that's A-OK. Love the lug nuts. Pitch swung, ground ball to third base. That's a foul ball wide of the bag. One ball and two strikes to count. Lazaro Armenteros on deck for the Rockhounds. Hounds wearing the home white uniforms, trimmed in the dark blue and orange. Sod Poodles have with the very colorful jerseys on tonight. Doing the pointy boots tonight? Do believe they are. Didn't even think about that. Not necessarily, it's not a Copenite tonight, but that's okay. You can wear those anyway. Pitch up and away for a ball, 2-2. Jack Winkler ground out to third base, his first time up. Drew Swift is the base runner at second. Hounds have taken a 2-1 lead. Winkler waits, 2-2 pitch, and a breaking ball sent back up the middle. That's going to be handled by the second baseman. It'll be a long throw, and a nice one indeed. Tim Towell makes the play, throws across his body, and he gets Winkler by about a half step. Really good play by Towell. He crossed over to the shortstop side of the bag, and boy, had a lot of momentum carrying him away from first base. That was a good long throw, and he made it nicely. But the Rockhounds get a couple of runs on three base hits and have taken the lead. We'll go to the top of the fourth, give you some numbers coming up. Village Car Wash score, Hounds 2, Sod Poodles 1.
At Village Car Wash, we have one goal, to make your vehicle look its very best. And we've been doing it since 1969, more than 50 years. Village Car Wash also offers fuel, complete detailing, and 14-point oil changes. You'll find us at 604 Andrews Highway. Open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 and Saturdays from 8 to 4. The best in the business for more than 50 years. Village Car Wash, Midland's first car wash.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog, because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Thanks for joining us for Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds. This game summary is brought your way by Oxy.
Rockhounds with a couple of runs in the third to take the lead through the first three innings of this game. Bottom third of the Amarillo order here in the top half of inning number four. It'll be Nathie Castillo, Juan Centeno, and Nick D'Alessandro. Face Jack Cushing. Get you the line score through the first three of this ball game. Amarillo one run, five hits. Rockhounds two runs on three hits. Man at the plate is Nathie Castillo. He has the RBI for Amarillo, and Drew Swift a two-run single moments ago for the Hounds. Pitch to Castillo, bounced foul, got in front of that, sends it over toward his own dugout, third base side. Sod Poodles have had men on in all three innings. Runners in scoring position in the first two. Hounds were eight up, eight down to start the game. Pitch down and away for a ball, one ball and one strike to Castillo. So he balanced well, number nine hitter in the order starting the two-run rally. Game three of a six-game series. Teams have split the first two. Kind of similar fashion. Swinging a ball hit into center field, going back his arm in Teros, but he's there and he's got it. Ball hit going right at him. Made a little adjustment, drifted back a few steps and hauls it in for the out. One man down in the fourth inning. Here's Juan Centeno. Base hit his first time up. Centeno, left-handed hitter with some big league experience. 257 batting average, playing in his 47th game. Has that, boy, wide open setup as he gets ready, takes a strike at the knees, 0-1. Plants that back left foot right on the back line of the batter's box. And then that lead right foot is almost on the outside chalk line. Swings and a foul straight back. And yes, I know it's not chalk anymore, but I just don't know. When you talk about batter's boxes and baselines, to say paint just doesn't have the same resonance to me as chalk. So we'll go with chalk, even though it isn't. But boy, that is a wide open stance when he sets up. The 0-2 pitch, swing and a miss. And he is up and right back down on three pitches. So four strikeouts for Jack Cushing. That one on three pitches. Two down now for Nick D'Alessandro. Walked his first time up, did the right-handed hitting center fielder. Teams play tomorrow evening at 7. We get here a little early. First 1,000 fans receive a free Juice the Moose bobblehead. The legendary mascot for so many years. Fly ball into right field and on the move and getting there in time is Masterman. Cameron makes the play. Nick D'Alessandro flies out on the first pitch. And the inning is over. First time in this game, Sod Poodles have gone 1-2-3. The ballad of Joe Wilhoit when we return. Bottom half of the fourth inning on the way. Village Car Wash score. Hounds 2, Sod Poodles 1.
Texas Ford dealers and the Midland Rock Hounds know what it takes to be great. Whether it's hitting a walk-off home run or making the next extraordinary line of vehicles, it takes drive and a commitment to excellence. That's just part of what has earned Ford F-Series the title of the best-selling truck in America for 45 years and the best-selling truck in Texas. Visit your Texas Ford dealer today or shop online at TexasFord.com to get a great deal on a new Ford. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockouts. Based on 1977 to 2021 CUI total sales.
Olympus Properties offer luxury living in West Texas. 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes featuring modern finishes and amenities including resort-style pools, 24-hour fitness centers, tanning rooms, and more. At Sundance Creek in Midland, a Western vibe and modern comforts combine with resort-style indulgence. Take a virtual tour, schedule an in-person visit, and look for our move-in specials, all at OlympusProperties.com. Your home, our passion, Olympus Properties.
Oxy is proud to operate in the Permian Basin, where our teams are hard at work delivering the energy the world needs, safely, cleanly, and efficiently. We're honored to partner with the Rockhounds to recognize military veterans and service members at home games throughout the season. We salute these heroes for their sacrifices to keep us all safe and to protect our country. Visit Oxy.com to learn more about Oxy and how we zero in to make a difference in the communities where we live and work.
Hounds 2, Amarillo 1 in the middle third of the Hounds order. Lazaro Armenteros, J.J. Schwarz, and Max Muncy. Facing right-hander Jamison Hill. Lazaro, first pitch swing in the second inning, flew out to right field. 0-for-1, the Hounds cleanup batter. Swings and misses at a backup pitch. Up and in a little bit, 0-1 the count. Lazaro at 233, 8 home runs and 45 driven in. 0-1 stretch, pitch by Hill, fastball in. 1-1. So Hill into his fourth inning of work, couple of runs on 3 base hits, no walks, and 3 strikeouts. Lazaro gets into a little bit of that crouch. He takes up high for a ball, 2-1. And Hill has been pretty much in the zone. He's gone 3 into the count a couple of times, but in command has not been an issue in this game for him. A swing and a miss, good off-speed pitch. Count goes 2-2, and Armenteros will ask for time. Talking about Joe Wilhoit, who on this date, way, way, way back, playing with the Wichita Jobbers of the old Western League, extended a hit streak to 50 games. Had never been done in professional baseball at that time. How much further did he take it, if at all? Pitch inside, 3. So, full count here to Lazaro Armenteros. Of course, that was well before the DiMaggio 56-game streak in the big leagues. Pop up into right field again. Castillo drifting over, wind pushing, drifts into the shadows, and he will make the catch. So Lazaro, that speaking of streaks, 21-game on-base streak in some jeopardy. He's 0-2, and the batter is J.J. Schwarz, a strikeout victim, his first time up. Well, Joe Wilhoit, give it to you this way. The first of his hits came on June 14th. Pitched down and away, 1 to J.J., 1-0 to the right-handed hitter. And he went from June 14th through August 19th, getting at least one hit in every game, 69 games. still the all-time professional baseball record, called strike outside corner 1-1. And he's an interesting guy to have set that record. Now, of course, that's not a major. It's not major league. It's the Western League. I don't know what that would equate to now. Here's the 1-1 and a foul away. Joe had some experience at least the next level up. He played in the Pacific Coast League, which was really almost major league level at that time. That's when there was no baseball on the West Coast in the major leagues, of course, way, way back. But Coast League was a very good league. Pitch just up and away. 2-2. Nobody on, one down. Bottom of the fourth. 2-1 Rockhounds. Wilhoit had been playing for Seattle, the Rainiers, in the Pacific Coast League, but Wichita acquired him. 2-2. Woo! Foul coming straight back. Count stays 2-2. But he really hadn't done much of anything. He was hitting just .198 through his first 25 games with Wichita. And then he began the streak, and he hit in 69 consecutive games. And I mean, did he ever hit? Not for power, mind you, but with tremendous pitch, just high, ball three, full count. So back-to-back full counts here for Jameson Hill. So we've determined 69 games. Let's see, a little part two of our trivia. Let's say between .250 and .550. What was his batting average in that 69-game streak? There's a swing and a drive by Schwarz, high in the air to left field, going back, high and deep, going to run out of steam, though. Yep, drifting in to make the catch is Vukovic. Boy, A.J. started to track that all the way to the warning track. I think the wind might have gotten to it a little bit. Wind is right to left, but also a bit inward. So A.J. then came back in a little bit. Ball stayed within the ballpark. So two men down in the fourth, and that'll bring up Max Muncy. Okay, between .250 and .550, what was Joe Wilhoit's average in his 69-game streak? Ground ball down on the side of base hit for Max. Jumped on that and pulled it down the left field line. Boy, a big turn at first base. Lost his batting helmet, putting on the brakes on the wide turn around the bag. Fourth base hit for the Rockhounds. Boy, a nice swing of the bat by Max Muncy. Jumped on the first pitch, turned on it. Drove a single down the left field line. Vukovic, second time in this game, he has really gotten after a base hit in a hurry. First one was Valenzuela. Now, Saheed did eventually score, but Vukovic kept the run off the board initially with a good hustle. William Simonite takes down low and away for a ball, 1-0. So Max Muncy is now, went 4-for-10 in the series. Can run a little bit, too. Not a big lead here. Simo takes up and in for ball two. Two balls, no strikes. Well, Joe Wilhoit, in 69 consecutive games, getting at least one base hit, and I mean at least, he had 153 hits in 297 at-bats. That is a .515 average for 69 games. Pitch to Simo, strike right down the middle, 2-1. I know it's not the big leagues, wasn't even AAA, but that's professional baseball. And man, 69 games, so between June 14th and August 19th, he hit better than .500. Again, wasn't a likely guy to do it. He was a .257 career hitter. Didn't hit for much power, but well, he could make contact, apparently. There's a swing and a miss as Simo kind of tied up on that backup pitch. Count goes 2-2. Again, stands as the longest hit streak in professional baseball history. Two balls and two strikes, pitch down and away, 3-2. The record that he broke, which was 49 games, and I had the guy's name, and I bet I didn't keep that on the cheat sheet, but that was a guy in the Pacific Coast League, and 49 games remained the record for a long time in the Coast League until Joe DiMaggio hit in 61 consecutive games in the Coast League at age 19. Runner goes, pitch is down and in, ball four. So first walk of the game for Hill. But it comes in the fourth inning. Now the second is Max Muncy. On at first is Simo. That was a 3-2 pitch. So he's gone 3-2 to three of the four batters in the inning. The other was Muncy, and Muncy swung in the first pitch and ripped a single. And is going to get a visit to the mound as pitching coach Tom Gorzolani will come out. Joe DiMaggio, of course, had the 56-game hit streak, and that's a record that a lot of folks think just will never be broken. Man, that's tough. And DiMaggio, again, had a 61-game hit streak at AAA. And the Pacific Coast League at that time really was considered just maybe just a tinch below Major League level. Remember, there were only at the time, 16 big league teams. And the Pacific Coast League had a lot of guys who had Major League experience, a lot of really good players. And Joe DiMaggio's 61-game hit streak in the PCL came at age 19. I guess it's probably not quite the equivalent of the 56-gamer in the big leagues, because obviously major leagues are major leagues, and that's separated from everything else. But at age 19, AAA, 61-game hit streak. Remarkable. And now you know about Joe Wilhoit, too. Hill ready to go, delivers up and in. Cameron Masterman, a strikeout his first time up. Two on and two men down. Rockhounds lead Amarillo 2-1, bottom half of the fourth inning. Pitch stays a little bit high, ball two. Two balls, no strikes. Max Muncy, the lead runner, he's at second. Again, he's got good speed. Two down in the inning, can go on contact. 2-0 pitch to Masterman, swing and a miss. Count goes 2-1 to Cameron. Tall right-handed hitter straight away in the box. Points that bat straight to the sky, stirs it just a little bit. 2-1 pitch, swung on and hard hit into center field. Coming on and diving and up, unable to make the play. It's Alessandro, that's going to score one. That's going to score two. That's going to be a double for Masterman, and the Rockhounds lead it 4-1. Alessandro came on, tried to make the tumbling catch and could not quite get there. And a Hound score twice, and Cameron Masterman with his first two ribbies as a member of the Rockhounds drives home Muncy and Simonite. When again with two men down, that allowed Simo to go on contact, and he comes all the way around to score as well. Muncy, of course, scoring with ease. So it is a double for Cameron Masterman into center field. And the Hounds have four runs now on five base hits in this ballgame. Batter is Saeed Valenzuela, who started the two-run rally in the last inning. Takes down low for a ball, 1-0. Hounds had a couple of opportunities early in last night's game and did not take advantage of them. And club with not a ton of power on this team, so boy, this is just textbook stuff in terms of taking advantage of base runners. Breaking pitch down and in, ball two to Saeed, 2-0. In the third inning, again, Valenzuela with a two-out single. Cooper Bowman doubled. Drew Swift, two-run single. Got two runs on three hits. He's swinging the ground ball to first base. It's sharply hit, but there to make the play is Seth Beer. He will get to the bag for the out. But the Rockhounds put a couple more on the board. Cameron Nesterman with a two-run double. And we will go to the top half of the fifth inning. But the Rockhounds have expanded the lead after four complete. Village Car Wash score, Rockhounds 4. And the Amarillo Sun Poodles 1.
If you love HEB, but don't always have the time for shopping at HEB, try our always free curbside. Let us cherry pick the produce, get selective with the seafood, choose the choicest cut beef, and gather your groceries galore. Because when it comes to bringing the best to your door, no store does more. Download the My HEB app today and start shopping at HEB, where curbside is always free. Online prices may vary from add-in store. See HEB.com for details.
When the game goes into overtime. But the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Thursday Night Baseball from Momentum Bank Ballpark. Thanks so much for spending part of your evening with us. Bob Hart's at Rocky Town, where the Hounds and the Sawpoodles will continue this series through Sunday afternoon. 7 o'clock the next two evenings. Mention the Juice the Moose bobbleheads tomorrow. Got to love that. Fireworks on Saturday. Family Day on Sunday. Speaking of which, the Rocky Dash, which involves kids, of course, racing the mascot, and the mascot, of course, does not win. It's kind of set up that way. I don't want to, you know, spoil the suspense for you. But, oh, it was a little girl was running. And they run a good long way. The outfield grass, basically around the edge of the infield. Camden Duzenak leads it off, takes ball one, top of the fifth inning. It's 4-1 Rockhounds. Top of the order, top of the fifth. Duzenak takes backup pitch for a strike, 1-1. Camden, 1-for-2, singled to open the game and popped out to second in the second inning. That's that little girl. I mean, that was a long run. A swing and a miss and a breaking ball away. Duzenak really chased that one off the outside corner. Count 1-2. Duzenak, Caleb Roberts, and A.J. Vukovic here in the Amarillo fifth inning. Jack Cushing's pitch down and away for a ball. Count 2-2. Last rays of the sun hitting deep center and left center field. And that still can be a bit of an issue on a ball hit in the air to deep center. 2-2. Punched foul straight back out of play. Count stays 2-2. Just long streak of sunlight and shallow right center, but not much of an issue over there. Duzenak, right-handed hitter, stands back in with a 2-2 count, leading it off in the fifth inning. Delivery swung on, and that's fouled away. The count stays 2-2. And Duzenak coming into the game hitting .340. Camden .570. What would that be? Be like, what, 18 feet tall? There's a swing and a foul tip, and J.J. Schwartz hangs on. Swinging, strike three, and that's five strikeouts now for Jack Cushing. 570. Yeah, that's good. That'd be about 11 feet tall, wouldn't it? He's not quite that tall. 570. Where did I come up with that? Caleb Roberts sticks down and in for ball one. Caleb 0-for-2. He bounced out to second base in the first inning and struck out to end the second. Sawpoodle scored their run in that second inning. Pitch to the corner, called strike on the outside edge, 1-1. Four of the first five batters up in the second inning reached base, but Cushing was able to limit the damage to just one run, and that's turned out to be very big, obviously, in the game. Here's a fastball swung on and missed, and the count goes 1-2. Hounds came back with a couple of runs in the bottom half of the third inning, the two-run base hit by Drew Swift, and a two-run double by Cameron Masterman just a few moments ago in the bottom of the fourth. 4-1 the score. Roberts, left-handed hitter, waits. Cushing into the motion. Jack with a 1-2 pitch, and that's bounced foul. We'll do it again on 1-2. Sawpoodles coming into this game with a two-game lead over both Corpus Christi and Frisco. Sawpoodles, by the way, host the Hooks next week at Hodgetown. Still early in the half, but that's a significant series. 1-2 pitch, down and in. Two balls, two strikes. Hooks playing good baseball. San Antonio blasted them last night, but Corpus Christi has overall played really well over their last 18 or so. 2-2 pitch, outside part of the plate, and protecting it as Roberts reached for that ball a little bit. Probably ball three, but too close to take. Reached out and just punched it foul. 2-2 the count. Corpus Christi leading San Antonio. Colton Gordon is on the mound, and boy, he was outstanding against the Hounds last week. He is a good one, and he is handcuffing San Antonio. Pitch from Cushing, that's line toward left field, and coming on is Valenzuela. He will dive, and he got it! Saheed Valenzuela! Slap a little leather in shallow left field, a diving catch on a sinking line drive. Well, that's a second terrific catch in this ball game. by Hounds outfielders. Lazaro made one, and now it's Saeed in left field. Now here's A.J. Vukovic. Boy, that ball gets by him. It's a triple. But he made a terrific catch. Now Vukovic, bases empty, two men down. Takes a backup pitch that just drops down and in. One ball, no strikes. At the bottom of the fourth inning in San Antonio, Corpus Christi leading 3-0. Gordon has allowed only one base hit. Backup pitch is hit high in the air, right field toward the corner. Long run from Masterman. Fair or foul is the question. Boy, that ball carried. That is a foul ball. Again, could not see where that came down. That's in that right field corner. Again, just can't see all the way into that corner. But that ball carried more than I thought it would. That was against the wind. Don't believe Colton Gordon. Yes, he does now. He does qualify for the league lead. His earned run average was a league best 3.28 going into that game at San Antonio, and he's allowed only one base hit through the first three. And Corpus Christi with the lead. Pitch, a swing and a miss. 1-2 now to A.J. Vukovic. Nobody on and two down. Frisco is at Wichita. Wind surge of, what, they've given up, what, 29 runs in the first two games of that series, but they lead 3-1 in this one, top of the fifth inning in Wichita, Kansas. Swing and a line drive foul. Right field side toward the berm. That's going to carry over and bound away out of the reach of everybody. Still 1-2 to Vukovic. Boy, baseball's crazy, isn't it? Frisco scored 10 runs on Tuesday, 19 runs yesterday afternoon, and now they trail 3-1. One ball and two strikes. Second time, Vukovic waits. Pitch from Jack. Down and in for a ball. Two balls and two strikes. Springfield a 5-0 lead at Tulsa. That ball game in the top of the fifth inning. And Cardinals have given up only one base hit so far to the Drillers in that game. Boy, and we'll get you an update on the game at Dickie Stevens Park in North Little Rock. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Just missed. Not sure where. 3-2. They're in the top of the eighth inning, and the Northwest Arkansas Naturals have themselves a no-hitter going. No runs, no hits through seven for Arkansas. Here's the 3-2 pitch from Jack, and that ball is fouled away again. So Vukovic doing battle here. 3-2 count again. Bases empty, two men down in the fifth inning. They're in the top of the eighth inning in that game. That's a heck of a game. Northwest Arkansas 1, Arkansas nothing. Naturals scored in the top of the first inning, and that's been it. They have only four hits, and Arkansas has none. Three balls, two strikes again. Pitch from Cushing and a swing and a bouncer. Boy, straight down, I think, off the foot or the plate. Now it's still 3-2, so Vukovic and Cushing going deep into this at-bat. Northwest Arkansas, really a struggle of it in the first half, but they're one of the teams that is much improved in the second half. Springfield really turned it on a little bit down the stretch in the first half in the North Division. They're right there with Arkansas again, first half champs leading in the second half as well. Three balls, two strikes. One more time. Vukovic waits. Pitch from Cushing. Ground ball right side. Cooper Bowman is there. Lost the handle for a moment, but throws to first in plenty of time. Well, it took a while. Deep counts to all three batters. Probably going to shorten Jack's night a little bit. He threw a lot of pitches in that inning, but it is a 1-2-3 inning when all is said and done. So we are midway through Thursday evening baseball in our Village Car Wash score of the ball game. The Rockhounds 4 and Amarillo 1.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan. So make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes. This tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry, and the Midland Reporter-Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the ONG news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision-makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter-Telegram, delivering life every day.
In the bottom half of inning number five, it's the top of the Rockhounds' order. Cooper Bowman, Drew Swift, and Jack Winkler. Cooper and Drew doing a lot of the damage in this ball game. Got the Hounds on the board in inning number three. Cooper takes up high for a ball, 1-0. Hopped out to second to start the game for the Hounds offensively and doubled into the right field corner in the third. Swing and a line drive up the middle. That's a base hit. Well, the burglar is on base with a leadoff single. Let's see if Cooper's running. And he is 2-for-3 in this game. He has been really intriguing since Cooper Bowman came back. He said when he was injured on May 18th and then missed about 2 months, it looked to me, and again, I am not a scout or anywhere even near it, but it looked like he was kind of figuring it out a little bit at the AA level. Cooper was hitting just .214 when he was injured. Pitch to Drew Swift is just down and away for ball one. One ball, no strikes. But he's 2-for-3 in this game as Cooper. So since coming back, hitting better than .333, in fact. The pitch called strike outside edge to Drew. One ball and one strike. And, of course, for Cooper Bowman, batting average, on-base percentage, important numbers because he has such good speed. Steals a lot of bases. Pitch to Swift, up high for a ball, 2-1. Cooper, 23 out of 24 on the base paths. Was thrown out trying to steal third. I believe that was at Frisco, if I recall. Two balls and a strike. The pitch, and that's hit out towards shortstop. This might be two. Flip to second base for one. The relay throw is in time. So a 6-4-3 double play. Ball was hit sharply, handled by Duzenac, then to Tawa, and on to Seth Beer for the double play. And just that quickly, leadoff single wiped away. Base is clear. Two men down. The batter is Jack Winkler. By the way, that ball game with the no-hitter going, Northwest Arkansas is threatening, and now they have scored in the top of the eighth inning. They get 2-0. Jack Winkler takes a called strike. It's 0-1. Only base runner, do believe, that Arkansas has had came on a walk, but they have no hits through seven. It's a swing and a miss as Winkler comes up empty, 0-2. So Jameson Hill gave up the sharp base hit to Cooper Bowman, got the double play, and now he's jumped ahead in the count 0-2 to the Rockhounds' designated hitter, Jack Winkler. Hill's pitch, or just down and away. Not an easy pitch to take. One ball and two strikes to count. I'll keep an eye on that ball game. Get through seven innings. That's pretty serious. There's a swing and a miss on a fastball up. And Hill gives up a base hit. His team turns a double play behind him, and he comes right back with a strikeout of Jack Winkler. That is his fourth strikeout of the ball game. So we will go to the top of the sixth. We'll give you the numbers on this ball game through five complete in a moment. Village Car Wash score, Hounds 4 and Amarillo 1.
The Whataburger Sweet and Spicy Bacon Burger is an all-time favorite. It brings so many flavors together in harmony, you might wonder if it's greater than the sum of its parts. It's got two all-beef patties, both of which fantastic. Crispy bacon, love that. Grilled onions, melty cheese. I mean, who could say no? And sweet and spicy pepper sauce. Yes, please. I guess we're kind of partial to every part.
the sweet and spicy bacon burger from Whataburger, just like you like it.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. Take the afternoon off and binge watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment, made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Thanks for joining us for Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds. This game summary is brought to you by your Texas Ford dealers.
Well, there is a pattern that's continuing in this series. If you take a 1-0 lead, you are probably jeopardizing your evening. Sauk Poodles took a 1-0 advantage into the last of the eighth inning on Tuesday. Rockhounds scored 7, went on to win 7-5. Hounds took a 1-0 lead early in the ball game in last night's game, and the Sod Poodles rallied back and scored 9 in a row to run away and hide. Sod Poodles took a 1-0 lead in the second inning of this game. The Rockhounds have come back with a pair of 2-run base hits, a single by Drew Swift and a double by Cameron Masterman, and the Rockhounds lead it by the score of 4-1. So we'll go to the top half of the sixth inning, and it's Grant Holman who will come on to pitch. Kind of thought that might be it for Jack Cushing. Pretty deep pitch counts. I think he probably burned a whole bunch of them in that fifth inning as well. So Grant Holman is on. And the first pitch will drop down low to Seth Beer, middle third of the Amarillo order here in the top half of the sixth inning. Stretched by the big right-hander. Holman delivers. That's down and in for ball two. Two balls, no strikes. Seth Beer, Ivan Melendez, and Tim Tawa in the Amarillo sixth inning. Holman with a stretch delivers. This ball is hit high in the air to center field, but not deep. Lazaro drifting over. Ball may carry to left. That's going to be Lazaro, and right there with Saeed as well. Fly ball left center field, and one man down. The high fly ball, one man away. Here is Ivan Melendez. Sod Poodles, 1 run, 5 hits. Rockhounds, 4 runs on 6 hits. Game has been errorless. 5 innings for Jack Cushing. 5 hits, 1 run it was earned. 1 walk, 5 strikeouts, 1 wild pitch. Holman now facing Ivan Melendez. Big swing and a miss on a slider down and away. Melendez, 1-for-2, single and scored the Sod Poodles run. First run of this game in the second inning. No hitting right about 260. The big right-handed hitter takes down and in, and that ball will bound away. The count is 1 ball and 1 strike. Get your Grant's numbers here in a moment. Get my card updated. Right-hander with a 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Boy, elevated fastball at 94. Melendez could not catch it. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Grant 0-1, an 8.78 earned run average, 11 outings, has a couple of saves and 3 opportunities. 1-2 pitch bounds down and away in the dirt, 2-2. 12 1/3 innings coming in, 17 base hits. He's walked only 4, and he has struck out 19 batters. So look at the high ERA, but again, he's got good stuff. Just a question of kind of navigating this level. Bouncer foul maybe down off the foot of Melendez. Count stays 2-2. And that's 19 strikeouts in 12 1/3 innings. That's basically 1.5 strikeouts per inning. And sideline part of this year has Grant. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Melendez waits, swings and fouls this one away, protecting the outside corner of the plate, maybe even a little bit off the plate, too close to take, still 2-2. Ivan Melendez, 6 home runs, 9 driven in 9 games. And an RBI double last night, 2-2 pitch, and he sends that one toward the right field corner, drifting, fair or foul, it is a foul ball. So another deep count here, a 2-2 count, and he's fouled away 3 pitches. With 2 strikes in the count has Ivan Melendez. was kidding earlier that the Northwest League's pitchers probably threw a party, or at least would have thought about it when he got promoted. Boy, he was really impressive in the Northwest League. Advanced single A, 2-2 pitch, bounced foul again. So this will be the ninth pitch of this at-bat coming up for a plate appearance, depending on what unfolds. In 58 games with the Hillsboro Hops, hit a very solid 270. Had 17 doubles, 18 homers, and 43 driven in 58 games. That'll get you a promotion. Here's the 2-2 pitch and a swing and a miss on a pitch in the dirt. Holman comes back with a nasty breaking pitch. Melendez out on strike. Strikeout total is high, and it was at Hillsboro as well, so he's out. Two men down in the inning. And the batter is Tim Tawa. 0-2. Boy, the second of those was a sinking line drive that Lazaro Armenteros made a terrific diving catch on. One of two really good picks by the Hounds outfield tonight. The other by Saeed Valenzuela. Check swing, really fooled. Pitch down and away. Same pitch that got Melendez. Same location anyway. 0-1 count. Field entirely in shadows now. And breeze right to left, a little bit inward. 15 miles per or so. 0-1 pitch, swing and a miss. Boy, another good breaking ball away, 0-2. So Tawa will ask for time. Looking at Jack Cushing's line, again, five base hits. That second inning was really important. The Sodpoodles, four of the first five guys up, reached base. They had a run scored, but that's all Jack allowed. Came back with two outs to get out of the inning. Check swing. He held up. Did not go. One ball, two strikes. Had the bases loaded with one man down. But he got Camden Dusenak to pop out and Caleb Roberts to strike out. Biggest sequence for the Hounds defensively, you would think, in this game easily. Pitch up high and in. Two balls and two strikes to count. 2-2 to Tawa. Holman looking in for the sign. J.J. Schwarz is the Hounds catcher in this ball game. Here's the 2-2 pitch and a check swing, strike three, got him. Well, again, Grant Holman, boy, there's a lot of upside there. Again, the high ERA, but the strikeout number is high, and he gets two more here in this inning. So three up, three down, and that's 11 in a row now, retired by Rockhounds pitching. Jack Cushing got the last eight batters, in fact, that he faced. And really was very strong after giving up the run. We'll go to the bottom half of the sixth inning and our Village Car Wash score of this ballgame. Rockhounds 4 and the Sodpoodles 1.
These days, reliable internet is everything. And with Astound Broadband, you'll get ultra-fast internet to stream better, work smarter, and game harder. Astound speeds start at 300 megabits per second for just $25 a month. All in with no hidden fees or contracts. Plus a guaranteed 2-year price lock. Make the switch today and go all in with Astound. Restrictions apply. Go to Astound.com and get connected today.
Synergy Cinema and Entertainment. As much fun as you can pack under one roof. Synergy features blockbuster movies, and dinner and drinks can be delivered right to your luxury reclining seats. A fully loaded arcade, from the classics to cutting-edge immersive VR. Unleash your inner skills in a fun, fast-paced game of laser tag and crazy cool bowling lanes right next to food and a full bar. Find your fun at Synergy Entertainment. For showtimes, tickets, and more, go to Synergy.com.
We go to the bottom half of the sixth, and it'll be Lazaro Armenteros 0-2 in this game, by the way, so there's a personal extension going on there he would like to take care of. Followed by J.J. Schwarz and Max Muncy here in the Rockhound sixth inning. Just heard from our friends at Astound Broadband and our road to the show. This comes up in baseball, this date in baseball history each year. Kind of interesting, after the Dodgers and Giants, their brain just floating off there. Yes. One of my favorite comedians used to say, went to the Bahamas for a minute there. Lazaro Armenteros leads it off. Right-hander Jameson Hill back to work. Floats a breaking pitch over the heart of the plate for a called strike. Only 74, and that just floated past him. Right-hander comes set. Tiller comes back with the fastball. Line shot, and that's in the left field, a base hit. Dusenak unable to get there, and Lazaro Armenteros extends his on-base streak to 22 games with a sharp line drive base hit to left field. Again, hitting about 325 in that stretch, so it's been a really, really nice stretch for Lazaro. He's bumped that average up by about 40 points. He was under 200, 185-ish, and he's at 233 coming into this game. Now J.J. with one on, nobody down. Schwarz, opposite field, line drive. That is right at Castillo, and he'll haul it in. Line drive to right. Boy, Nathan barely had to move on that. So line drive to right. J.J. retired, one down for Max Muncy. Well, when the Dodgers and Giants moved out west, folks in New York City still had a big league team. Of course, the Yankees were still there, but they lost two major league teams. And a guy named William Shea decided he wanted to do something about that. Here's Max Muncy, takes down and away for a ball. And so William Shea was a co-founder of the Continental Baseball League, the Continental League, which was formally announced on this date way back, 1959. Teams in New York. Max, a swing and a foul tip right at the plate, 1-1. In New York, Minneapolis, St. Paul, Toronto, Denver, and Houston initially, with Atlanta, Dallas-Fort Worth, and Buffalo to follow in the Continental League. And again, it was a league designed to compete with the original Major League Baseball, American and National Leagues. And it was pretty serious. The legendary Branch Rickey was the league president. Pitched way up and into Max. Two balls, missed strike. Branch Rickey, of course, the indeed, a legendary baseball executive who signed Jackie Robinson, among other things that he did, but that's certainly at the top of the list. But he was the president of the Continental League. 2-1 pitch, swing and a miss. Count evens up to Max, 2-2. And they set opening day in the Continental League for April 18th, 1961. They announced the league on this date in 1959 and got everything put together, and opening day was April 18th, 1961. 2-2 pitch to Max, goes opposite way and fouls one away. Branch Rickey, who was, again, the league president, appeared on a very popular TV show of that time. It was called What's My Line? And he was the guest, and he declared, by the way, that the Continental League, in terms of its play, would be inevitable as tomorrow morning. In other words, it's happening. Backup pitch to Max, lifted high in the air to right field. Castillo coming in, and he's got it for the out. So Max does battle, but flies out to right field. But Max, 1-for-2 with a run scored. Make it 1-for-3 now with a run scored. Two down. Here's Simo. Walked and scored his first time up. Or last time up. 0-for-1 in the ballgame, plus the base on balls. He and Max Muncy both scoring on the Cameron Masterman double into center field that just eluded Nick D'Alessandro. Made a really good effort. Pitch in the dirt. Nicely blocked by Caleb Roberts. One ball, no strikes. So Continental Baseball League, the Continental League, officially formed on this date and announced in 1959. How many seasons did they play? The Continental League. And William Shea, co-founder, Branch Rickey, the league player and league president. 1-0 pitch up high for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. Rockhounds 4, Amarillo 1, bottom of the sixth inning. Simo, right-handed hitter. Base runner is Lazaro Armenteros. Hills pitch, swung on a missed good breaking pitch. 2-1 the count. There has been activity, some stirring in the Amarillo bullpen. Jameson Hill pitching into the sixth inning. His counterpart, Jack Cushing, went the first five for the Hounds. 2-1 pitch is fouled out of play. Count goes 2-2. Well, if you're trying to conjure up how many seasons the Continental League played, I can answer it this way. They set opening day for April 18th, 1961. The league disbanded on August 2nd, 1960. Never got to opening day. Pitched down and away for a ball, 3-2. But it was serious. I mean, They had inquiries from 10 other cities. They had 8 cities ready to go and inquiries from others, and they were going to take on Major League Baseball as we know it, William Shea and Branch Rickey and company. But, yep, a year before opening day, league disbanded. 3-1, runner goes, ground ball left side, handled by Melendez on 2 hops, sets up in the edge of the infield. Grass throws across for the out. So a leadoff base hit goes by the boards, no runs on a hit, no errors and a man left on base. By the way, something did come out, a couple of things came out of the Continental League. We'll follow up coming up. Now we have played 6 to the top of the 7th. We go, Village Car Wash score, Hounds 4, Sod Poodles 1.
VIP Sports Getaway is the official transportation provider for the Rockhounds, and they can be your getaway too. Cowboy fans, check out our packages for the 2023 season. They include your game ticket, hotel accommodations, transportation, and the ultimate Bill Bates tailgate party. It's a private, all-inclusive party with a catered meal and beverages. VIP Sports Getaway offers Rangers baseball packages too. To find out more, visit VIPSportsGetaway.com.
At All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram truck headquarters. We have half tons, three-quarter tons, one tons, two and four-wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the newly redesigned Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
There's something special at every Rockhounds home game. Sundays are family days with the Hounds. Get 5 tickets for just $25 with a coupon from the Saturday edition of the Midland Reporter Telegram. Family Sundays are made possible by Academy Sports and Outdoors and by All American Chevrolet of Midland. Game time is 1 o'clock at Momentum Bank Ballpark. You can check out all the details online at MidlandRockhounds.org.
Top half of the 7th inning, Rockhounds 4 and the Amarillo Sod Poodles 1 for Amarillo. Bottom third of the order here at the top of the stretch inning. Nicky Castillo, Juan Centeno, and Nick D'Alessandro. Castillo with the Sod Poodles RBI in this ballgame. A single back in the second. And again, from that point on, they had another chance to extend the lead, but Jack Cushing allowed nothing more. Shohei Tomioka on to pitch as Nefty Castillo swings and bounces the first pitch foul. Count 0-1. One inning for Grant Holman. Three up, three down. Couple of strikeouts. Shohei's set pitch will drop to the dirt. Count even up. One ball and one strike. RBI, by the way, for Castillo was his 34th. So, again, he's one of those guys who's been pretty solidly productive for the Sod Poodles. One ball, one strike. This is a swing and a foul away. Count goes 1-2. They are in the top of the 9th at Dickey Stevens Park in North Little Rock. Couldn't get the computer to update, but it just has. And that no-hitter is still in effect. Northwest Arkansas batting in the top of the 9th. They lead 3-0. And Arkansas does not have a hit through 8 innings. Here's the 1-2 stretch. Show his pitch. Hard hit ball. Max Muncy and cannot get their base hit. Boy, just eluded his glove. Sharply hit. And Castillo with his second base hit of the ball game. So one on and nobody down here in the 7th inning for Amarillo. That was 11 in a row retired prior to that base hit. Jack Cushing retired the last 8 batters he faced, and Grant Holman a 1-2-3 inning. Here's Juan Centeno. He's 1-for-2 with a single and a strikeout in this game. Centeno, that wide open stance as he sets up. Shohei's pitch nubbed foul off the end of the bat, and the count is no balls and a strike. Nick D'Alessandro is on deck, then back up top of the order for Camden Dusenak here in the stretch inning. 4-1 Rockhounds, but Amarillo with a leadoff man on base. Talking about the Continental League, which was formed and then disbanded before opening day, but actually it was a significant time in big leagues. Bouncing ball to first base, going to be handled there by Simonite. Throws to second base for one. The relay back in time, picked by Simo for the out. 3-6-3 on the double play. Boy, good pick by Simo. Hard throw, and that was handled nicely by Muncy. Then his return throw just a little low. Good hard slide. And boy, Simo backhanded that and picked the throw. So each team turning a double play here, and that one was nifty. Base is empty. There are two men down in the inning. And Nick D'Alessandro will be the batter. Showing his swing, a foul tip. 0-1 the count. The Continental League, one of the things that they wanted to do was bring the National League specifically back to New York City, because two National League teams, of course, had both moved in the same year, Dodgers and Giants. And that was what William Shea had in mind. Breaking pitch, swing, and a miss. Boy, Nick fooled on that pitch, 0-2. And if that name sounds familiar, well, it should. William Shea, basically responsible for the New York Mets. Major League Baseball agreed to some expansion. A little bit of a trade-off, again, with the proposition of competing against the Continental League. And long story short, the Mets came out of that. Backup pitch, ground ball to shortstop. Picked to the shoe tops by Max Muncy. Throwing plenty of time. Inning is over. And by the way, now William Shea, absolutely, as in Shea Stadium. It was named for him. So the Continental League never played, but they got some stuff done indeed. We'll keep an eye on that ball game. They are going to the bottom of the ninth at Dickey Stevens Park. We are going to the bottom of the seventh inning, and some non-Googleable trivia coming up for you. Village Car Wash score. Now take me out to the ballgame time. Hounds 4, Sod Poodles 1.
The game goes into overtime. But the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
The seventh inning stretch and non-Googleable trivia are brought your way by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy.
To the bottom half of the seventh we go. Rockdown's 4 and Amarillo 1. Sod Poodles will go to the bullpen as we go to the bottom half of the seventh. And a little non-Googleable trivia for you as well. Got to double check that ball game in North Little Rock. Every time I do, the computer freezes. So on the pitch now, we'll take care of that bit. Take care of that initially. Rafi Vizcaino is on the pitch. Elocution is my life. It'll be Cameron Masterman, then Saheed Valenzuela, and Cooper Bowman. The bottom half of the seventh, Vizcaino with his first pitch, and this ball is popped in the air right side. Is it playable? Well, the catcher, Caleb Roberts, had no idea where that was. Caleb, I'm with you. I didn't either. It will get into the seats. He turned and looked. Extended his hands out to his side, his arms out to his side, and said, I have no idea where it was, but it was well out of play. So no damage done. 0-1 the count to Masterman. Cameron with a two-run double in the fourth inning. It was a 2-1 game at that time, and doubled the output for the Hounds. Swings and fouls this one away, and it's 0-2. Rafi Vizcaino out of Sabana Grande in the Dominican Republic. First name is R-A-F-F-I. I don't know if they've ever seen that before. Cool. So Rafi Vizcaino on. Six innings for Jamison Hill. Delivery is up high for a ball. It's 1-2. So Hill goes six, gives up six base hits, make it 7, forgive me. Hounds got the single in the sixth inning. That was their seventh base hit. 4 runs all earned, 1 walk, and 4 strikeouts. Swing and a miss on a pitch, and it goes into the dirt. Retrieved by Roberts. Throws to first. Boy, in a collision. And out is Masterman. Boy, as he collided with Seth Beer. Good sportsmanship there. The two get up and just exchange a little pat on the back. But, man, that was a swing and a miss on a pitch in the dirt. Caleb Roberts could not find it right away. He came up with the ball as Masterman was closing in on first base, so the baseball and the base runner got there all at the same time, and the base runner and first baseman Seth Beer collided. They both hit the deck, but both apparently okay. So it's a strikeout. Put out goes 2-3 with a collision. And a bunt attempt here and a good idea by Valenzuela, but he pushes it foul up the third base side, 0-1. Boy, Saeed, that's a heady play. The third baseman, Melendez, was in a little but not a lot, and Valenzuela tried to push the bunt up the third base side. Switch hitter batting from the left side. No good idea, but he fouled it away, and it's 0-1. Vizcaino comes set, pitch to Valenzuela, hard hit ball out towards second. That'll be easily handled by Tawa, throw to first base, and Saeed is out. So two men down, Tawa handles that with ease. Two up, two down here in the seventh inning. Top of the order, Cooper Bowman. He's 2-for-3, a double and a run scored, and he also singled. Seventh inning stretch, non-Googleable trivia here, and keep an eye up. You know what? They just broke up the no-hitter. Did the Arkansas Travelers got a hit in the ninth inning? Oh, man. Called strike 0-1 to Cooper. So it's 3-0 Northwest Arkansas, but a base hit in the bottom of the ninth inning. Their first of the game. Came just that close to the Naturals. Pitch down and away for a ball. One ball and one strike. Cooper at the dish and Drew Swift waiting on deck. Bottom of the seventh inning. We'll bump our non-Googleable a little bit. Pitch will drop to the dirt. Bounds away back to the screen. 2-1. Mentioned the other night, Everett Aqua Sox, the Seattle Mariners advanced single-A team, had a no-hitter through 11. It went away at Vancouver, British Columbia. They lost the game 2-1 in 12 innings. Pitch down low, 3-1 now to Cooper. Well, that's terrific drama, though. It doesn't matter really what level, but take a no-hit bid into the ninth inning, and that's something special. The Naturals did it, but the Travelers broke it up in the ninth. Here's a 3-1 pitch. Just down and in, ball four. So Vizcaino walks Cooper Bowman. So Cooper on base, 3 out of 4 in this game. And again, that is something that can be a real key for the Rockhounds. Cooper is going to be certainly at the top of the order more times than not. And if he can get on base a bunch, utilize that speed, that will be a real plus for this team as they kind of reinvent themselves, do the Hounds. There's a swing and a miss by Drew Swift, 0-1. Drew 1-for-3, but the one was a big one. A two-run single in the third inning. Hounds trailed 1-0 when Drew drove a ball into right field, scored Valenzuela and Bowman. Cooper bluffs, doesn't go. Pitches up and in. One ball, one strike. Jack Winkler on deck here in the last of the seventh. Cooper very short lead initially. Now he jumps out and extends it a bit. Throw to first base, and boy, he just got back. Again, a very short lead, and then he kind of vaulted to his right a little bit, and just as he did, Vizcaino, be it with good peripheral vision or just good timing, even if it was coincidental, threw right over and almost got him. One ball, one strike. Swift waits from the right side. Pitch outside off the edge. Two balls and a strike. Tell you the tale in our non-Googleable trivia. Again, we'll bump it a little bit here tonight, but a rough night for a pitcher. And a very well-known one, in fact, in recent baseball history, modern baseball history anyway. 2-1, another throw over to first base. So it's one man on, it's two down, bottom of the seventh inning. Hounds lead Amarillo by the score of 4-1. Rafi Vizcaino on the mound, and the base runner is Cooper Bowman. 2-1 count to Drew Swift. Wheels that bat around a time or two, sets up. Vizcaino from the belt. Bowman is running, pitches swung on, and lined foul right side. Ooh, boy, into and out of the seats. Boy, a little line drive just beyond the screen. So that time, Bowman running. See, Vizcaino has thrown over twice, I do believe. Yep, he's thrown twice, so that means you do it again. And if you don't get him, it turns into a balk. So, again, that's one of the real advantages for base runners. It's one of the things really talked about with the new base running rules and throws to first. Pitch down and away, and the count goes full. So now Bowman will be running with this pitch with two men down and a full count here in the seventh inning. That's at the disengagement rule. Two throws over to first base, all you're allowed during any one at bat. Cooper goes, pitch fouled away again. So still 3-2 to Drew Swift. And Bowman will jog back to first base. And if you throw over a third time and do not pick the base runner off, then it goes as a balk. That's kind of creative. And he will get an advancement to the second, to the next base. A swing and again a foul away. Still 3-2. Bowman again running on the 3-2 pitch, of course. So Vizcaino and Swift doing some battle here. Full count coming up for a third time. First baseman Seth Beer is playing off the bag now. Cooper runs up, pitch up and in. So Drew Swift will coax a walk. A couple of bases on balls here in the inning. It's two on with two men down. And the batter will be Jack Winkler. Jack 0 for 3 in this ball game. He has bounced to third, bounced to second, and struck out in three trips. And now Tom Gorzolani going to jog out to the mound. Okay, on this date, 1988, this is a pitcher. He commits three errors on one play. That's a long night at the old ball yard. Here's the deal. Ball is hit back to him, a ground ball back to the pitcher. He bobbles it. So that's error number one. He retrieves the ball, tries to throw to first base to get the base runner, and throws it away. That is error number two. The right fielder then retrieves the errant throw, and there is a base runner trying to score on the error. So the right fielder throws it back in. The pitcher cuts off the throw as he is supposed to do, turns and throws to home plate to try to get the runner at the plate, and yep, he threw that one away as well. Two runs scored. He was the first pitcher, and it is specifically said that way on this date in baseball history, first major league pitcher to commit three errors on one play. Apparently, position guys had already done it. Swinging a foul back off Jack Winkler's bat. The count is 0-1. Man, that's a tough day at the plate. Now, he actually was also the winning pitcher in that game. And he won 288 games as a major league pitcher. So he had a really bad day, but he was a really good pitcher. And his name is, well, certainly well known for what he did on the mound, but his name is much more widely known within baseball for another reason. In fact, every season, his name is mentioned countless times. Let you roll that one around just a little bit, but on this day, that's a tough day, man. Three errors on one play, but the bad news bears working. Pitch down low for a ball to Winkler. Count 1-1 to Jack. Two on, two out, bottom of the seventh inning. Hounds lead 4-1. Couple of two-out walks. Swift at first, Bowman at second. Winkler waits, and a bluff move by Vizcaino. Turns but does not throw to second base. Jack Winkler, right-handed hitter, 0-for-3 in this game, as mentioned. Designated hitter in this one is Jack. Swings, ground ball, left side. Melendez will make that play, go the short way. Boy, I don't know about that. Boy, that was interesting. That Swift is called out at second base. I think he was clearly safe. That's interesting. Wow. Well, the out is there. It goes 5-4. Boy, I'd love to see that one again. We'll go to the top half of the eighth inning, and we'll answer a trivia on the other side of the break as well. So, Rockhounds and the Amarillo Sod Poodles, and seven innings in the books. Village Car Wash score the game. The Rockhounds 4 and Amarillo 1.
Widener Apartments offer both high-end and affordable 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes. with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Odessa, visit High Plains, a community with a convenient location and fabulous floor plans. In Midland, visit Wildflower, where style, elegance, and affordability complement quiet, comfortable living. Wagner Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at Wagner.com.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
7 innings complete in game 3 of the 6-game set between these terrific rivals. Rockhounds lead the Sod Poodles 4-1 as we go to the top of the 8th. And for Amarillo will be the top of the order. Camden Dusenak will lead it off. Caleb Robertson, A.J. Vukovic to follow against Shohei Tomioka. Line score in this ball game: Amarillo 1 run, 6 hits. Rockhounds 4 runs on 7 hits. Game has been errorless and some very good defense played. And something, when he had to go to the dugout, I think an equipment issue. Might be Lazaro. Yes, Lazaro Armenteros, and then he will jog out to center field. All of a sudden, no center fielder. So Lazaro, whatever the equipment issue, that has been taken care of. So Dusenak will stand in. Camden, is 1 for 3. He started the ball game off with a very sharp single right back up the middle. He has popped to second and struck out since. Amarillo with a run in the second inning. Jack Cushing then got out of a bases-loaded jam the rest of the way. A bunt by Dusenak. Tomioka will make the play. Shohei's throw in time. So bunt attempt by Dusenak, trying to just get on base any way he can, but the bunt a little too strong. Shohei makes the play. One up, one down here in the 8th, and here's Caleb Roberts. Now, Caleb's 0 for 3, but he flat got robbed by Sahid Valenzuela. What a terrific diving catch on a sinking line drive in left field in the 5th inning. Left-handed hitting catcher facing Shohei Tomioka in his second inning of work. Fastball strike at the knees in the outside corner. It's 0-1. 7 o'clock tomorrow and Saturday, and Sunday afternoon at 1. Hounds will be in Frisco next week. Sod Poodles, if you're watching on Valley Live from the Panhandle, Sod Poodles will be home next week hosting Corpus Christi, a very important series at this juncture anyway of the second half. Swinging a foul away, 0-2. Two hottest teams certainly in the South Division right now, the Hooks and the Sod Poodles. Corpus Christi blasting San Antonio 11-2 in the 6th inning in San Antonio this evening. 0-2 pitch, sails up high, it's 1-2. Frisco trailing Wichita 4-1 there in the 7th inning in Wichita, Kansas. Northwest Arkansas did defeat Arkansas. Arkansas not only, by the way, broke up the no-hitter they scored, they broke up the shutout as well, swinging a foul out of play. The count stays 1-2. So a 3-1 final. A little anticlimactic for Northwest Arkansas. It took a shutout and no-hitter into the 9th. Still win the game. That's an important win. They're right on the heels of Arkansas. 1-2. Tomioka's pitch. Breaking ball down and in. Check swing did not go. 2-2. A.J. Vukovic waiting on deck for the Sod Poodles here in the 8th inning. That pitcher we were talking about in non-Googleable trivia committed 3 errors on 1 play. First pitcher in Major League history to do it. But he also won 288 games. And his name is... what we've got. Scoreboard says 3-2. The correct count is 2-2. So the scoreboard's incorrect on the count. And that was good stuff by home plate umpire Nate Diedrich, making sure everybody knows the correct count is 2-2. Pitch from Tomioka, that just missed, and the count goes full. So now the scoreboard's right. Of course, fans just think they've count would now be 4-2. We've seen one of those. Here's the 3-2 pitch and a swing and a miss. And out on strikes is Caleb Roberts. Boy, elevated fastball at 95 from Shohei. About as hard, I think, as we've seen him throw. So here is A.J. Vukovic, 0-3. He's bounced to second a couple of times and struck out in his other at-bat. Shohei's first strikeout. 8 strikeouts for the Hounds in the ballgame. Vukovic, right-handed hitter, bases empty, 2 men down. Backup pitch just stays up and in. 1 ball, no strikes. Seth Beer on deck for the Sod Poodles. A 4-1 ball game with the Hounds on top. Corpus Christi just added to their lead, by the way. They have a 13-2 lead over San Antonio. 1-0 pitch. Boy, just off the outside corner. Shohei missing just barely with both of those 2 pitches. 2-0 count. Vukovic chokes up on that bat as always. 2-0 pitch by Shohei, down and in, ball 3. The man who committed the 3 errors is also connected to a medical procedure which bears his name. He's the 3-0, and that's up high, ball 4, so Shohei with a 4-pitch walk. And it's one man on with 2 men down. Seth Beer is the batter, and this becomes a big hitter here. You got Melendez on deck in a 3-run game. 1 man on, a guy at the plate, and a fellow on deck who can get the ball out of any ballpark. Tommy John committed 3 errors on 1 play on this date. He's a great pitcher. Loved his motion. He's a fun pitcher to watch. He won 288 games, including that game on this date, the one in which he had 3 errors on 1 play. Pitch up high for a ball, 1-0. So Shohei all of a sudden now 5 in a row out of the zone on the heels of a strikeout. Misplayed a ground ball, retrieved it. Tried to get the runner at first, threw it away. Right fielder backs up the plate, throws the ball back in. Tommy John cuts it off, tries to get a runner at home plate, and throws that one away. Swing and a bouncer foul at the plate. It's 1-1. NationalPastime.com very specifically said he was the first pitcher in Major League history to commit 3 errors on 1 play. It was 1988, so I'm guessing that means that at least one position player had done it. Man, that's got to be a lonely feeling. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Got there inside corner, called strike 1-2 to the left-handed hitting first baseman Seth Beer. Beer 1-3. Ripped a line drive that William Simonite caught at first base to end the first inning. He singled in the third, flew out to center his last time up. 1 ball, 2 strikes, left-handed hitter waits. Pitch from Shohei, that ball hard hit center field, but Lazaro is there, and he's got it for the out. Well hit ball. Boy, Beer is just 1-4, but he's hit it really hard a couple of times in this game. So it's no runs or hits, a base on balls, and one man left on base. So to the bottom of the eighth we go. Rockhounds with a 3-run lead in this one. The Village Car Wash score. Rockhounds 4, Amarillo 1.
Aldridge Gardens is Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center. Aldridge serves all of your landscape and outdoor living needs with degreed horticulturists and Texas certified nursery professionals on staff. And we offer a complete nursery and garden center. In fact, many of our bedding plants, hanging baskets, and trees are homegrown. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987, on Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit AldridgeGardens.com.
You know you want that smoky, tangy, sweet, and spicy sauced and tossed Wingstop. But you just brought a haul of groceries home from the store. It's cool. No one expects you to shop and cook in the same day. So let the flavor experts at Wingstop hook you up with mouth-watering wings, crispy tenders and thighs, fries and sides delivered right to your door. You can always cook tomorrow. That's why the fridge was invented. Get it delivered at Wingstop.com.
At Village Car Wash, we have one goal: to make your vehicle look its very best. And we've been doing it since 1969, more than 50 years. Village Car Wash also offers fuel,
complete detailing, and 14-point oil changes. You'll find us at 604 Andrews Highway, open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 and Saturdays from 8 to 4. The best in the business for more than 50 years. Village Car Wash, Midland's first car wash.
We go to the bottom half of the eighth, and Lazaro will lead it off. J.J. Schwarz and Max Muncy will follow in the Rockhounds' eighth inning, a 4-1 ball game. Lazaro, first pitch swinging, pops this one up right side of the infield. Tim Tawa is there. We got a towering pop-up. One pitch, one swing, one pop-up, and one man down in the last half of the eighth inning. So Lazaro just 1-for-4, but the one extending his on-base streak to 22 ball games. Big right-hander on the pitch for Amarillo, a guy whose name doesn't fit on any scorecard, Christian Montes de Oca. Big right-hander on in the eighth inning. One inning for Rafi Vizcaino. Two walks, a strikeout, but no damage done. De Oca delivers just down low to J.J. Schwarz for ball one. J.J. 0-for-3. Struck out in the second. Flew out to left field in the fourth and lined out to right field his last time. Swings and misses, and the count goes one ball and one strike. So last of the eighth, and J.J. now asking for time. Right-handed hitter. J.J. just right now, yet tapped field, probably looking for just a good, solid swing. He hit the ball hard his last time up and struggled for average of late. Swing and a miss and a one-ball, two-strike count to the right-handed hitting catcher and first baseman, former Florida Gator. We started to step out of the box again, and that's, uh-oh, it's 2023. You can't do that. So quickly steps right back in. Nick of time. De Oca ready. 1-2 pitch. Up and away and off the glove of Caleb Roberts. Two balls and two strikes to count. Shohei Tomioka, two innings in relief. Grant Holman went one inning. And there is activity, or was, the Rockhounds bullpen. So if Shohei does not come out for the ninth inning, we'll see who will try to close the door. There's a swing and a miss, and J.J. out on strikes. Good breaking pitch away from Montes de Oca. Two men down in the ninth, the eighth inning, rather. Here is Max Muncy. Max 1-for-3 in this game. Sharp base hit. Pulled a sharp single down the left field line. Vukovic limited to a single. He did come across to score eventually. Swings at the first pitch and he pops it foul out of play. Now an 0-1 to Max. A strikeout in the second inning. Flew out to right field in the sixth. Sandwiched around that sharp single that turned into the third run of the game for the Rockhounds. Rounds of two runs in the third and two in the fourth, erasing a 1-0 deficit again. Pitch down and away for a ball. It's one ball, one strike. 1-0 leads have been an endangered species in this series. Muncy waits a 1-1 count. Montes de Oca with the pitch, and that ball hit in the air to center field. Right at D'Alessandro. It's hit deep. That ball may get over his head, and he leaps. And did he make that catch? He did. D'Alessandro! Over the shoulder, on the track, in straightaway center. Boy, I did not think Muncy hit the ball that hard. Max Muncy drove that ball right about 400 feet, and D'Alessandro tracked it down over the shoulder, hit the deck, so he had to make sure that he held on, but he did. So we'll go to the top of the ninth inning. Village Car Wash score of our ball game. Rockhounds 4 and Amarillo 1.
Texas Ford dealers and the Midland Rockhounds know what it takes to be great. Whether it's hitting a walk-off home run or making the next extraordinary line of vehicles, it takes drive and a commitment to excellence. That's just part of what has earned Ford F-Series the title of the best-selling truck in America for 45 years and the best-selling truck in Texas. Visit your Texas Ford dealer today or shop online at TexasFord.com to get a great deal on a new Ford. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockhounds. Based on 1977 to 2021 CUI total sales.
Olympus Properties offer luxury living in West Texas. 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes featuring modern finishes and amenities including resort-style pools, 24-hour fitness centers, tanning rooms, and more. At Sedona Ranch in Odessa, upscale home designs and resort-inspired amenities combine to create your perfect escape. Take a virtual tour, schedule an in-person visit, and look for our move-in specials, all at OlympusProperties.com. Your home, our passion, Olympus Properties.
Oxy is proud to operate in the Permian Basin, where our teams are hard at work delivering the energy the world needs, safely, cleanly, and efficiently. We are honored to partner with the Rockhounds to recognize military veterans and service members at home games throughout the season. We salute these heroes for their sacrifices to keep us all safe and to protect our country. Visit Oxy.com to learn more about Oxy and how we zero in to make a difference in the communities where we live and work.
Ivan Melendez leads it off in the top of the ninth inning. Base is empty, though, and if you have to face him, that's how you want to do it. He takes a breaking pitch, and he's Shohei. He's still on in the ninth, trying for an old-school save here. 0-1 count to Melendez. Tawa and Castillo to follow. Castillo with a couple of base hits in this game. 0-1 from Shohei. Fastball strike outside corner. Boy, 95 again, and that just got the outside edge. Melendez 1-for-3 with a single, and he scored the sod poodle's run driven in by Castillo back in the second inning. Amarillo did lead at that point 1-0. Pitch down and away for a ball. It's 1-2. Shohei has given up one base hit and one walk as a double play turned behind him and also a strikeout. Grant Holman pitching the sixth inning, so he'll get a hold in this game. There's activity in the bullpen, so we'll see if Shohei is expected to go through the entire inning or if might be nearing the pitch limit. Bouncing ball foul wide of third base, still 1-2 to Melendez. Ivan, the Sod Poodles' third baseman. Ball now retrieved. Sean Roof, good deal, snuck over and got that ball somehow through the screen and into the hands of a kiddo. Good job, Sean. Love that stuff. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Ball hit into left field on a sinking line drive and a diving attempt by Valenzuela. He got it! Oh, my goodness! Slap leather second time, Saheed Valenzuela. A diving catch going toward the line in left field. Ivan Melendez absolutely robbed. Tremendous. Man, it just replayed that, and he picked it clean off the blades of the grass. Saheed with his second brilliant play in this game. Now, there may be better catches somewhere tonight, but I'm not sure where. That was tremendous. Pitcher called strike to Tim Talley. It's 0-1. Boy, when he went after that and when he made the dive, you thought, my goodness, that's a triple waiting to happen. If it got under his glove, that's going to go into the left field toward the corner. No way to back him up. But he hung on to a tremendous play. Pitch down and away, one ball and one strike. Tim Tawa, right-handed hitter, 0-for-3. He was robbed by Lazaro Armenteros in a diving catch back in the third on a sinking line drive. Boy, Saheed twice and Lazaro once. Outstanding defense, 1-1 pitch. Bouncer foul wide at third. One ball and two strikes to count. One out in the top of the ninth inning. Hounds lead 4-1. And again, the Hounds, when they scored their four runs, two in the third, two in the fourth, they scored their four runs on five base hits. There's a 1-2 pitch, and that's a called third strike at the knees. Tala thought that was a little down and in, but he is out on strikes. The bell will toll a second time. The Rockhounds trying to win for the second time in three games in this series. And here is Nathan Castillo, and he is 2-for-3, a couple of singles and a run batted in. So Shohei now trying to close the door. He has one save on the year. That was a one-inning save. It was a little dicey. Pitched down and away for a ball. One ball, no strikes. This one, if indeed he does close the door, not putting the cart before the baseball horse, but if he does, it's an old-school variety. The Here's the 1-0 stretch. Pitch, check swing. That's a strike. 1-1. Castillo, I think, felt that that should have at least been asked about upon appeal, but it's a check swing strike called by the home plate umpire, Nate Diedrich. 1-1, nobody on, two men down, top of the ninth. 1-1 pitch by Shohei, check swing, and that now will appeal, and that is a check swing strike. So 1-2. Timeout called by Castillo at the plate. Steps back in, taps that dish with a little extra energy one time. Waves that bat a little bit as he sets up. 1-2 stretch. Pitch by Shohei. Got him! Swing and a miss. Ball game. Shohei Tomioka, a three-inning save. Boy, the Rockhounds again. A couple of times in games at home since the roster underwent its major change right after the All-Star break. An absolute blueprint ball game for what this team, with its current makeup, needs to do. Very, very efficient. Not a lot of offense in this game, but the Hounds scored 4 runs on 5 base hits and a walk and got very good pitching, very good defense in this game, and they will close the door. Shohei will get the save in this ball game. Win for Jack Cushing, a hold for Grant Holman. We'll check the other numbers coming up. Rockhounds win it by the final score of 4-1. They lead the series 2-1, and gentlemen, this bud's for you.
When the game goes into overtime, but the game goes into overtime, the choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This presentation of Rockhounds Baseball has been brought your way in part by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Let's go back to Bob at the ballpark for a quick look at the runs, hits, and errors.
For the Sod Poodles in this game, it's 1 run on 6 base hits. Rockhounds 4 runs on 7 hits. No errors in the game. Boy, I guess not. Just some tremendous plays all the way around. That catch that D'Alessandro made in the bottom half of the eighth inning was absolutely tremendous in straightaway center. Lazaro made a beauty in center, and Saeed Valenzuela made a couple of them in left field. So defense was outstanding. Jack Cushing gets the win. He's 5-4. 5.20 is the earned run average. Jamison Hill will take the loss, falls to 5-5 on the season. A hold for Grant Holman with a scoreless inning and a three-inning old-school save for Shohei Tomioka. Baseball daylight time, 2 hours, 18 minutes is all it took, and 3,293 on hand. Hounds take a 2-1 lead now in this six-game series, winning for just the second time at home against Amarillo in 2023, in fact. And they do it with a really good mix of timely hitting, excellent defense, and the pitching outstanding as well. Come back and give you a quick second look before we wrap things up. Our final Village Car Wash score of the game, the Rockhounds 4 and Amarillo 1.
Since folks first learned to crack an egg, breakfast has had a tight grip on mornings. But why be limited to just then? Whataburger ended this morning monopoly by serving breakfast from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. That's 12 hours of breakfast on a bun, sausage and egg taquitos, and honey butter chicken biscuits. 12 hours that covers late night, late, late night, dead of night, the witching hour, crazy early morning, mid-morning, and almost lunchtime. Whataburger breakfast, just like you like it.
If you love HEB, but don't always have the time for shopping at HEB, try our always free curbside. Let us cherry-pick the produce, get selective with the seafood, choose the choicest cut beef, and gather your groceries galore. Because when it comes to bringing the best to your door, no store does more. Download the My HEB app today and start shopping at HEB, where curbside is always free. Online prices may vary from ad in store. See HEB.com for details.
Most of the scoring, all of it, in fact, early in this ballgame. But again, you just shouldn't take a 1-0 lead. That has not been a good recipe. Teams that have taken a 1-0 lead, the Rockhounds have, let's see, Hounds have done it twice? No, Hounds have done it once. Amarillo has done it twice. Yeah, there you go. And after leading, whichever team took a 1-0 lead is what I was trying to get to, they have then given up, let's see, 11-20 runs. So don't take a 1-0 lead. That's the put that up on the board for tomorrow. Sawdoodles did in the second inning, and they did put a run on the board, and in that same inning, Jack Cushing, when you go back and look at this game, a major and great escape after giving up the run. In the second, Ivan Melendez led off with a sharp single to left field. He went to second on a wild pitch. With one out, Nathy Castillo with an RBI single to left center. Juan Centeno then singled, and Nick D'Alessandro drew a walk. So it was 1-0 Amarillo, but the bases were loaded with just one man down. Jack Cushing got Camden Duzenac to pop out to second and struck out Caleb Roberts, so no other damage done. It was a one-run inning, but again, those last two outs with the bases loaded and the score 1-0, very important in this ballgame. The Hounds would take the lead in the third inning. Nobody on and two men down, and a guy who was huge in this game tonight is Sahid Valenzuela. He singles with two out in the third. Cooper Bowman doubles, putting runners at second and third. And Drew Swift punches one through on the right side, broke a little low for 14, and did it with a two-run single that basically is the game-winning hit in this game. Drives home both Valenzuela and Bowman. It was 2-1. In the fourth inning, again, nobody on and two men down. Max Muncy, a sharp single, pulled it down the left field line. A walk to William Simonite, and then Cameron Masterman with a double to center field. Nick D'Alessandro made a diving effort at that one, but that was one time when the outfielder did not make the play, and that turns into a double with Max Muncy scoring easily and Simo coming all the way around from first base to score. So two-run single in the third by Drew Swift, two-run double in the fourth for Cameron Masterman, and both of those two-run rallies starting with the bases empty and two men down. Jack Cushing retired the last eight batters he faced. Grant Holman added a 1-2-3 sixth inning. Shohei gave up a base hit leading off the seventh to Castillo, and he gave up one walk as well. Of course, then got the brilliant play by Sahid in left field in the top of the ninth off the bat of Ivan Melendez, but a three-inning save for Shohei Tomioka. So the Hounds back to .500 in the second half. They are now 12-12. Amarillo still out in front of the division, 15-9 with this defeat, but still a very good start to the second half for the Sawdoodles, and they'll maintain a lead, looks like, see, one game over Corpus Christi. And last time we saw Frisco was trailing, but Corpus Christi blasting San Antonio tonight last we saw. So the lead will go down to one game, it would appear. Let's see if we can find that score, update that one real quickly before we take a final very quick timeout, and then we'll come back and wrap this up, give you a look at what's going on tomorrow. Bottom of the eighth inning in Wichita, it is the Wind Surge 4 and Frisco 1. Corpus Christi still all over San Antonio in the eighth inning at Nelson Wolf Stadium. That's a 13-2 score with the Hooks on top. Rockhounds tomorrow are going to see an outstanding young left-hander. We'll set the table for you for Friday Night Baseball. Wrap it up in just a moment when Rockhounds Radio continues and concludes.
All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram Truck headquarters. We have half-tons, three-quarter tons, one-tons, two- and four-wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the newly redesigned Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
There's something special at every Rockhounds home game. Tickets are two for the price of one every Tuesday. All you need is a coupon from any area Baskin-Robbins store. On Wednesdays, hot dogs are half price, made possible by Focus Care of West Texas. Gates open at 6 o'clock for Tuesday and Wednesday home games, with the first pitch at 6:30. You can check out all the details online at MidlandRockhounds.org.
Game four of this six-game set tomorrow evening, 7 o'clock, is our first pitch. Juice the Moose bobblehead night. I love it. Hounds tomorrow will see a young left-hander named Yumin Lin, and he has been absolutely sensational. His last outing was part of a combined shutout at Hodgetown, and pardon the grammar, Miss Hilburn, that ain't easy to do. Yumin Lin is 2-0 with a 1.38 ERA, tremendous mix of pitches, and boy, the Hounds will be challenged tomorrow. Jack Perkins is the tentative starter for the Hounds coming off the injured list. Now, I haven't seen that move made officially yet, so tentative starter tomorrow for the Rockhounds would be Jack Perkins, and obviously good to get Jack back off of the injured list, and he will go against Yumin Lin, is the expected starter tomorrow. 7 o'clock on Saturday as well, and 1 o'clock on Sunday afternoon to wrap up this set. Boy, about as complete, I think, a victory for the Rockhounds this evening. Just from the Rockhounds' perspective in terms of this rebuilt, restructured roster, Rockhounds 2.0, kind of reinventing themselves. The excellent defense, timely hitting, not a boatload of base hits, but again, 4 runs scoring on 5 hits and an error, and a walk, I should say. And the Rockhounds, with excellent pitching as well, hang on to that lead and win it by the final score of 4-1. So we'll see what tomorrow will bring. We'll look forward to bringing you the ball game. For all of us with the Rockhounds, Bob Hards at Momentum Bank Ballpark saying thanks so much for spending part of your evening with us. We look forward to seeing you tomorrow just ahead of 7 o'clock for more baseball with the Rockhounds and the Sod Poodles. And until then, with our final, Hounds winning at 4-1, we'll say goodnight, Red. Goodnight, Leo. Goodnight, Mr. Scully. And goodnight, my friends from Rocky Town.
Thanks for joining us for this edition of Rockhounds Radio. Remember, MidlandRockhounds.org is your place for all things Rockhounds. Check out upcoming special events at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Order your tickets. Visit the Rockhounds store. And join Bob for play-by-play, home and away. Now, until next time, thanks for being part of Rockhounds Baseball.